You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 2nd of January, 2019. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. David will return to the show tomorrow morning. I will be continuing our recap of the year 2019, our look back over the year that was and the insanity that won't seem to stop. And if you thought the first half of 2019 was crazy, boy, do I have a surprise for you. Boy, are you in for a treat, because the second half of the year 2019 may legitimately, without exaggeration, be the most insane period of time the human race has ever experienced. I have very many more stories per month for the second half than I did for the first. So I'll have to be going even faster. I'll have to be spending even more time. But you'll see my conundrum as we go through these 6 months, because you'll see that every single story needed to be included. I tried my best, folks. I tried my best to weed out the unimportant stories, to not include stories that don't lend themselves to the larger narrative, the larger theme of ongoing trends that we see throughout 2019, before and continuing now. But you'll see that it's necessary to include all these stories. These stories are incredible, one after the other. And the other interesting thing is that you'll see how these stories are grouped by month in a very weird way. Something happens 5 times in 1 month and then doesn't happen any other month. And totally different places, different situations, and yet for some reason they're all clustered by time. And it's just very interesting, either a phenomenon or, once again, evidence of sort of the controlled rollout of many of these things. Just a recap of what we some of the themes that we discussed yesterday. Of course, there was, first and foremost, maybe it's just on my mind because it's first and foremost in the headlines today, was the constant attempt to get us into war with Iran or further embroiled into Syria. The year started off with Donald Trump saying we're pulling out of Syria, and movements towards that throughout the year, and then we'd send in 1,000 people to Saudi Arabia for some reason, or to Iraq for some reason, et cetera, et cetera. Now, of course, Donald Trump is talking about sending more people to Iraq. It looks like we are on the cusp, literally, yet again, of another Iraq war, which, of course, is just a proxy war for war with Iran, which the politicians, try as they might, just cannot get the American people to fall for. So that was one of the themes that we saw. Another theme that we saw was every theme, every story is compounded by the corruption and the control and the manipulated narrative of the mainstream media. So any, you know, theme that we saw about mass shootings was compounded by the overlying theme of the way the media covers mass shootings, this sort of thing. Racism, of course, was a major theme. The climate crisis, BS was a major theme. The worldwide revolutions breaking out across the globe was a major theme. That accelerates incredibly in the last 6 months of the year, especially in October. You just see revolutions, massive rebellions popping off around the globe to the tune of 20, 24 of them. So I will enumerate them when the time comes. But when we return on the other side of this short commercial break, I will begin with July. And July was quite a month, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to wait about 1 minute on the other side of this commercial break. Then we will break down the month that was July 2019. I want to tease you, but I think you'll just have to wait for it. You got Jeffrey Epstein. You got a bunch of racism. You got a bunch of transhumanism. You got a bunch of just society, humanity itself, collapsing into pits of despair, insanity, and chaos with very little end in sight. It'll be an exciting show today, ladies and gentlemen. You really won't want to miss it. This is going to blow your mind. On the other side, July 2019. The recap continues.
Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 2nd of January, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, who will return tomorrow. We continue with our two-day extravaganza, our special edition, you might say, of a recap of the year 2019. Yesterday, we got through June. Today, we begin at July. On the 1st of July, was when Andy Ngo was attacked in Portland, along with others, by Antifa. Andy Ngo, of course, got the video out there and went on sort of a media spree talking about being attacked by Antifa, being a continued target for them. Suspect, alleged Portland Antifa man who fractured victim's skull with metal pipe, has been identified on Twitter. That happened on the 1st of July, and we will revisit this story a little bit later. Moving on, also on the 1st of July, Israel strikes Iranian targets in Syria. Report says 16 have been killed, 21 wounded. So just laying the groundwork for you for the continuing chaos and warfare going on between Iran and Israel, with every country surrounding them serving as proxies for those two powers. On July 7th, 2019, a wonderful thing happened. Wealthy financier Jeff Epstein was arrested for sex trafficking. Oh, Jeff, you have no idea what you're in for. So yes, he'd been cleared earlier in the year. He'd been released from prison. And now on July 7th, 2019, Jeff Epstein has been once again arrested for sex trafficking. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the thrilling conclusion of the Jeffrey Epstein saga. Now, also in July, Trump was criticized quite voraciously for racism. Part of what inspired this was his talking about how Elijah Cummings presided over the Baltimore district, which, in his words, was filled with rat and rodents and full of trash. Now, this was objectively true, but it was spun as racism because they have to attack Trump in whichever way they can, and they have to deny that the Democratic policies that they support and the cities that are run by Democrats are literal cesspits of trash, disease, and chaos. Trump then points out that $16 billion was given to Baltimore, and it's gone. It hasn't helped at all. $16 billion. If I had more time, I would elaborate on just how much $16 billion is and just how shocking it is that it made no difference whatsoever in that city. Just as a little cherry on top of that story, 13 Baltimore high schools in July were revealed to have zero students that are proficient in math. Oh, but don't blame the leaders of that city. Blame Trump and white supremacy. So 39 total schools, zero proficient in math. Then, of course, the racism accusations continued when Donald Trump talked about Ilhan Omar at a rally, and the people at the rally chanted "send her back," which was just considered the most racist and horrible thing anybody's ever done, which is ironic because she is in fact an immigrant, and having had most likely committed immigration fraud, is therefore an illegal immigrant, right? She pretended to be married to her brother so he could get in. But it's very interesting because early in this year, Representative Ilhan Omar says she has the, quote, perspective of a foreigner. While, when it comes to foreign policy, which is, you know, I like the way I sort of think about it is like if an executive of Coke came in and said, you know, I have the perspective of Pepsi when we go into meetings about corporate policy. It's like, okay, well, you're an enemy then. You are a subversive element that should not be deciding things because you are bringing the ideas of, you know, it's like someone here was like, well, I work for InfoWars, but I bring the perspective of BuzzFeed. It's like, well, then you need to leave. Send her back. Also in July of 2019, you had H.R. 838, a.k.a. the TAPS bill, the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act of 2019. This act would develop a strategy, a national strategy, to prevent targeted violence through behavioral threat assessment management and through other purposes. This is, for all intents and purposes, a thought control bill. And this was supported by people such as Dan Crenshaw, who saw it as a preferable alternative to gun control, but in reality it is just even more invasive gun control that relies on determining whether or not you are a wrong thinker. It gives the Department of Homeland Security the right to appoint 23 unelected pencil pushers to, quote, identify individuals who are exhibiting a pattern of concerning behavior. Very interesting. Now we move on to social media. Now, in July, Trump held a social media summit. This was for creators who made memes and popularized pro-Trump messages. Well, Twitter and Facebook were very mad that they were not invited to this White House media summit. See, they think they're in charge of what you're allowed to see on social media because they pull the strings and control the corporate mechanisms that make those companies work, those sites work. Also attending that was Ben Garrison, who, for the record, has not a anti-Semitic bone in his body, and yet he is smeared by that, and pro-Israel groups rebuke the White House invitation to cartoonists with a record of anti-Semitic work. Well, he does not have that. He has a record of pointing out people like the Rothschilds and George Soros, and according to these groups, doing so is actually being anti-Semitic. So, great. He was actually disinvited. It was very tragic, but we spent a lot of time with him. I actually was able to attend the functions of that meeting and met a lot of people, and Ben Garrison is one of my favorite people on earth, I have to say. Now, what else has social media been up to? Well, on the first night of the presidential Democratic debates, Reddit quarantined the Donald subreddit, which is one of the most powerful forces for Donald Trump on the internet. That got quarantined, meaning you had to get a warning, you had to agree to go to it. Clear election meddling, clear violation of just an open platform where they're just constantly trying to shut down Trump supporters. Instagram as well did a meme purge with dozens of accounts being suspended, with millions of combined followers, leaving some users without income. Well, you can't have, what are they called? Conservatives? You can't have conservatives on your website. No. Also in July, Instagram rolled out their pre-crime application, right? Artificial intelligence will now notify users when a comment that they've just composed is considered offensive. This intervention, says the Instagram head, quote, gives people a chance to reflect and undo their comment and prevents the recipient from receiving the harmful comment notification. See, so now they're just going to listen. They're going to watch you as you type before you ever get to post the comment, and they're going to try to correct you before you even finish your sentence. So real just rolling out of thought control by Instagram. Thank you so much. Now, this was an interesting thing. MasterCard has been a key mover behind the financial blacklisting of very many movements and conservatives. Places like Patreon literally send people letters that say, sorry, MasterCard told us we have to kick you off. They've been a big part of this. But that's the elites. That's the people at the top of MasterCard. If they want to really roll out their financial blacklisting and their absolute control through the banking system of people's minds, thoughts, and ability to reason, then they need their shareholders to go along with it. So at a shareholder meeting, you had George Soros-backed groups and sleeping giants protesting that group. Can you imagine the level of bootlicking sycophancy that you have to subject yourself to go protest and beg a bank to shut down your enemies because you don't like how they think? These people are snitches. They are the lowest of the low. They don't deserve the slightest human courtesy. Now, Facebook has also issued a new policy in July of 2019 saying it's acceptable to post death threats against people like Paul Joseph Watson. See, it says you cannot be violent. You cannot make violent threats on our website. Oh, unless it's against dangerous individuals. You know, dangerous individuals like Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and probably Harrison Smith. That's fine, right? This is the double standard that we're having to deal with. Google pulled a veteran group ad And the reason they said is that you had unacceptable keywords in your ad. What was one of those keywords? Christian. You can't have the word Christian in your ad and advertise on Google. No, no, no. Google will have none of that. So that's just sort of the first half of July. We're going to revisit the second half of July on the other side and talk about how big tech is destroying privacy as well as freedom of speech. This is the culmination of all of the trends we've been talking about for so long. This is the financial blacklisting, the banking services. The government is involved heavily as well, tied in with big tech. All of these people are all members of the same massive international cabal, and they're all working overtime to try to silence you, get rid of every right you've ever had, and deny you the right to even be Christian, let alone advertise to Christians or express a Christian ideal. This is the war for humanity. It's being waged. July 2019 was quite the battlefield, ladies and gentlemen. We return to July when we get back.
We're closing out the year 2019. I don't have to tell you that 2020 is going to be make it or break it. Not just for InfoWars, not just for America, but the whole world. We are in a battle between the forces of globalism that want a post-human world and those that want a pro-human world. We're in a fight between Satan and Christ, and it's being played out amongst us mortals, but it's being directed from on high. And I'm just telling the listeners of this broadcast, without you, we're going to lose this fight. I need all of you to realize how important you are and how important InfoWars is and what we've done together. And to just take stock and take measure here at the end of the year and think about what you're going to do. Whether supporting InfoWars or buying products from us or starting your own show, just whatever you do, take action now. History is happening. Please do your Christmas shopping. Please do your New Year shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best products. You're only helping the globalists if you don't do it. Thank you. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried Turbo Force, you need to try it. I've tried Turbo Force with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put Turbo Force in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, Turbo Force is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, this is one of these examples of the clustering of stories in a very suspicious way, in my opinion. These four stories, these four following stories, all occurred in a short period of time in July of 2019. This is what was revealed. One, Microsoft admits that humans listen to Skype and Cortana in their privacy policy update. Contractors working for Microsoft are listening to personal conversations of Skype users. That was revealed in July. What a shocking violation of your privacy, as well as this was revealed. Google workers can listen to what people say to its AI home devices. Google has acknowledged that its contractors are able to listen in to your Google Assistant, listening to what people say or don't say to their company's artificial intelligence system. Number three, Siri lets Apple contractors hear users deal drugs and have sex. Insider claims Apple has confirmed that some of its contractors have been given access to recordings made by Siri. Very interesting. Number four, outrage as Amazon device listens to Brits having sex and swearing. A Sun investigation today reveals Amazon staff can listen to Alexa recordings of British couples rowing, fighting, discussing private family matters and having sex. So, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft all being revealed to have real people listening in to your recording devices all in the month of July. Very interesting. It continues. Amazon admits that it keeps your Alexa transcripts forever. Okay, so this was asked of Amazon by a Democratic senator, and they said, how long do you keep those recordings and those transcripts? And they say, oh, forever. We keep them forever. Maybe that's because they are partnered now with 200 law enforcement agencies. The Law Enforcement Neighborhood Portal is a portal that allows local police to see a map with the approximate locations of all Ring cameras in the neighborhood and request footage directly from the camera owners. So again, we've seen this path down this road. First, it's okay, yes, we can see it all the time. Okay, yes, we're working with cops. Now it's just okay, yes, we actually actively have a portal to which the cops can go and access all the Ring cameras at once at their discretion without using a warrant. More on that next month. This story is not a joke. This is the headline. Prime Cheap. At $22, who cares if the Echo Dot is spying on you? This is a real article. I don't have time to go through it. Find this article. Who cares if the Echo Dot is spying on you? This is a person really saying, yeah, but it's so cheap, I'm fine with them spying on me. That's the level of just absolute weakness that has been bred into the mindset of the average person. Now, July was not a great month for white people. You have to admit. Let's go through just some of the violence that white people were subjected to. Moment, mob of shoplifters steal $30,000 worth of clothes from a Wisconsin store. This was a phenomenon that came to prominence in 2019 of large groups of young ladies and gentlemen stealing up to $30,000 worth of jackets from all sorts of places and just grabbing it and running out in a giant swarm using their numbers to protect themselves. Also in July, Tyler Wingate, a 24-year-old white man, got in an accident, went over to exchange insurance with the black gentleman who was also in the accident, and that black gentleman promptly beat him to death. Okay, so beaten to death right there. In Washington, there was also a video released of a Washington, D.C. Just mass brawl is what they call it. In reality, it was a gang attack of 14, once again, young inner-city youths just attacking a random white person for walking down the street and beating him into submission. This also happened in a playground in Mayfair in Philadelphia where 17 kids, your regular average kids, assaulted a man on that playground. Several police cars damaged after hundreds of teens gather. Oh, teens gathering. That doesn't sound so bad, right? Several police cars damaged. This also was the month you saw NYPD officers getting water dumped on them and basically being harassed and attacked and not being able to do anything about it. The next month, actually, but I included this in this as well, was gang of African immigrants beating people, stealing cell phones in Minneapolis. This was caught on tape, but don't worry, it's not a hate crime. They say it's not a hate crime, even though all of the people perpetrating it were black, all of the victims were white. They say it's not a hate crime. Now, what are we going to do about this rampant white supremacy that I've just laid out? This incredible privilege that white people have to just be beaten randomly by groups of Africans in their own home. Well, this Kevin Drum character says, reactionary whites, as always, won't give up their power unless it's taken from them. See, they, and then he posts a graph showing the declining share of white people in the electorate. This is an infuriatingly racist and hateful mindset, and yet it is shared by this blue checkmark having scumbag. New York Times says that the feds must force middle class Americans to sacrifice suburbs for immigrant housing, meaning you're not allowed to have nice yards and big family owned houses. Every house has to be able to house many, many families, many, many people, because they need to bring in very, very poor immigrants from other countries to live in your neighborhood. Kamala Harris is all about this. She announces a $100 billion plan for black home ownership, tackling the racial wealth gap. Okay, buying black people houses. The white governor of 94% white Vermont hires a black racial equity executive director whose primary goal is making the state less white, aka more diverse. Okay, so you have a 94% white state, and that they can't have that. We have to displace and replace you. Maine, also largely white. Well, they need new young residents, and apparently we can't birth them. We can't just create them, but we need them. We need African migrants. And so now they are arriving by the dozen in majority white Maine. See, this is a concerted attack against white people. Like, if you don't see this already, I don't know how to help you. Oh, have I mentioned New Hampshire? So Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, some of the whitest states in the union, are being forcibly basically conquered by non-white people because whiteness is bad, according to the New York Times and others. New Hampshire, 94% white, asks, how do you diversify a whole state? AKA, how do you rid a state of white people? Very good question. So you can see white supremacy is just raging in July. Just our white privilege is just amazing as we are just actively targeted and attempted to be replaced by other ethnicities, other demographics, while continually being attacked by giant roving gangs and receiving no justice for that. So, you know, that's the white privilege at work, the white supremacy at work. Now, in July 2019, you also had Teen Vogue explaining why sex work is real work, you know, telling their teenage readers to become whores. CBC News, that's the government news in Canada, asked, what's it like to be a kid drag queen? And celebrating young men dressing as women for the sexual pleasure of older men. You also had the Yaniv scandal where that man was very angry that I don't even want to get into it. A transgender weightlifter cleans up at the 2019 Pacific Games and takes home 2 gold medals. So just yet another man dominating women in sports and being rewarded for it. Texas court orders father to raise his son as a transsexual. We covered this extensively. Luckily, this had a good ending. But yes, in July, the Texas court ordered that that man raise his son as a girl against the objections of the son and the father because the mother wanted to be a virtuous liberal. Teens who say there are only 2 genders was expelled from school. There's a video of this in Scotland, and basically it's the teacher being like, the school has decided that there are more than 2 genders, and so saying that is not allowed. And he posted that and was expelled for being like, yeah, but there are only 2 genders because I'm not a crazy person. No, you have to be crazy. 2 + 2 = 5. Say it and believe it. Photos show kids lying on top of a drag queen at drag queen story time event. So just throughout the year, the drag queen story hour continues. Photos of kids fondling them and giving them money. A national conference of librarians teaches librarians how to sneak drag queens past parents. If you want to complain about this, well, good luck. A vicar in the UK actually had to leave the school because he didn't want to teach transgenderism. Kid giving transgender drugs without the parents' consent. Just insanity. Just insanity. More and more and more. And it only increases as we continue through the year. We'll get into August in the next segment.
Here in the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020 is here, and despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your bud. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
And we have moved on, ladies and gentlemen, in our yearly review of the year 2019. We move on to August, and I'll try to speed up a little bit here so we can try to squeeze all of these stories in. I don't want to leave you hanging and only get through November or something, so let's get going, shall we? In the beginning of August, the Florida governor orders a criminal probe into the handling of the prior Jeff Epstein sex case after he was let off with an absurdly lenient punishment. And, of course, he's already in jail from being arrested in July. And, oh, he's dead. Jeff Epstein dead in suicide at jail, spurring inquiries. So he dies in jail after a previous failed suicide attempt. And Jeffrey Epstein's cause of death was suicide by hanging, medical examiner says. I think that should be the end of this, right? We shouldn't hear too much about Jeffrey Epstein from now on. It was a suicide. Don't ask questions. Of course, in this same month, Ghislaine Maxwell, his handler, his Mossad operative that, according to the Daily Mail today, is in hiding in Israel as an Israeli spy. That's Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, she was photographed at In-N-Out Burger, and it was later revealed that this was a staged photo with her attorney where she was reading a book about the death of CIA operatives. So they're literally just toying with us, literally just mocking us and showing us how they can act with complete impunity. Now, at the same time, Trump's personal assistant abruptly steps down after the president learned she was leaking information. This shows the inability of Trump to handle good people and people who are loyal to him. Similar to this, James Comey was also spared prosecution over the memo leak that he leaked to the New York Times earlier in the year. So this is what happens when Democrats leak, right? This is what happens when Democrats collude with the media to put their own falsified agenda forward. What happens when you release real information, true information to the people without going through the media? Well, you end up like Julian Assange, who remained in prison in August 2019. And John Pilger says that his psychological torture is unabated. So throughout this month, Julian Assange continues to go under psychological torture for doing the thing that James Comey did, more or less. Trump administration boosts the ability to deny green cards to immigrants using welfare programs. So this is interesting. They basically say, if you're going to come in and be dependent on the government, we don't want you. We don't need to be taking care of you. Now, what is the headline that the mainstream media used to cover this? They say new Trump rule targets poor and could cut legal immigrants in half. Legal immigration in half, not the immigrants themselves in half. That would be, never mind. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration unveiled a sweeping rule on Monday that some experts say could cut legal immigration by half. What they're admitting is that half of legal immigrants rely on welfare. That's what they're admitting right there. They just want to frame it as orange man bad, immigrant good. It was quite a year, 2019. Flood of illegal immigrants to the border outpaces the last 2 years, with 1.1 million expected in fiscal year 2019. That's illegal. That's not counting the legal immigrants, of which half rely on welfare. ICE is doing their job and is very, you know, important in combating this. What they did was let loose a quarter million migrants and family members into the U.S. since December. So in 6 months, letting loose nearly a quarter million immigrants. Thank you, ICE. Thank you. Thank you for that. You did it. Thank you. Of course, African migrants were caught on video hurling garbage cans and tents at the Mexican police, demanding passage to the U.S. because they're peaceful and they love us, right? Duh. There was the Mississippi ICE raids in July. So in addition to, you know, just putting a quarter million immigrants into the U.S., ICE did raid chicken farms in Mississippi. They arrested about 300 people, and then they let almost, you know, I think more than half of them free again. So, you know, about 150 people. So, you know, 1.1 million, 150. You know, we're getting there, right? We're getting there. 150, it's, we're getting there, right? 1.1 million, but we capture 150. We're getting there. Of course, New Jersey is doing their part by awarding $3.8 million in financial aid to illegal aliens. And this is good news, because I didn't realize that New Jersey didn't have any native poor people. I didn't realize that everybody in New Jersey was so well off that they can just give money away to people that are in the country illegally. Well, New York's added as well. Illegal immigrants in New York City to be eligible for limited affordable housing. So once again, I think we can all celebrate that nobody in New York is in need of affordable housing except for illegal immigrants, right? All of the legal immigrants, all of the native New Yorkers are all living large, and so we just have surplus that we can give to the illegal immigrants, right? Officials blame political rhetoric and misinformation after shots are fired at the San Antonio ICE office. And this is actually in addition to the previous month in which the Washington ICE Detention Center was attacked by an Antifa member who was killed before he could set off petrol bombs there. And, of course, the response from Antifa and Antifa leaders was, yeah, good, we love violence. And they are, you know, just a true blessing and a boon to the United States. Nine killed in Ohio in the second U.S. mass shooting of that day. Earlier that day, El Paso Vigil brings together a city in mourning after mass shooting. So you had that shooting in the Walmart in El Paso. At the same time, you had nine killed in Ohio. And at the same time, you had 10 people shot at a football game in Alabama. Of course, only one of these actually remained in the news and actually had consequences, and that was the only one in which a right-winger was apparently involved. 8chan forum offline as Cloudflare cuts support. So this, again, was a response to that mass shooting. You can't have free speech. Antifa and far-right groups face off in Portland as Trump weighs in. I was actually at this with Will Johnson. We joined Joe Biggs and others to march in Portland, and it went great, and there was no violence simply because the police kept Antifa away from us. And they only did that because Trump said, if you don't do that, I'm going to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. So they chose to stop Antifa from causing violence, even though they did, and they went through a rampage and started beating random people in the street anyway. At least they didn't get to us, thanks to Donald Trump's tweet. That was very interesting. Now, Ilhan Omar in August of 2019 was caught having an affair with the Dem strategist in her campaign. So further corruption, further malfeasance, and cheating on her husband. Hey guys, what's the law? What's the Sharia law consequence of cheating on your husband? Maybe we should find that out. Maybe we should find out what the punishment for adultery is. Because doesn't she love Sharia law? So maybe we should apply it here. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Also in August, you had that video leak out of the Democratic Socialist Convention where everybody, a point of privilege. Points of privilege, stop clapping, please! And it was hilarious and amazing, and I'd love to show it to you here, but we just don't have time, so you're gonna have to go to band.video or infowars.com to find that. What? Stoned to death? Oh my gosh, that's just appropriate. Verizon is selling Tumblr to the owner of WordPress.org. So this furthers the theme and the trend of the collapse of left-wing media. Tumblr, the extreme progressive social justice site, was bought for $1.1 billion in 2013 and then sold for less than $20 million just a few years later. Very interesting. A U.S. drone was shot down over Yemen, so we gotta go to war with Iran. Can we go to war with Iran yet? Please? Please, can we go to war with Iran? They just want to go to war with Iran. On a totally unrelated note, 73 members of Congress return from the largest congressional delegation ever to participate in IEF missions to Israel. So, yes, the Israelis pulling off the impossible and getting 73 Congress members to agree on something, and that is undying support to Israel. Of course, they barred Democratic Congresswomen from entering the country. See, if you criticize them, if you don't like what Israel is about, they don't let you into the country because they're our greatest allies. This was Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar were prevented from going there. And in this case, hey, I'm on their side. Yeah, I can do that. I know. I usually hate them. They're awful. But in this case, Israel preventing our congresspeople from going over to their country, that is absurd and is ridiculous. And it's very ridiculous that at the same time they have a convention of 73 Congress people there pledging their loyalty to Israel. At the exact same time, Israel appears to attack four countries in 2 days, bombing Iran's allies across the Middle East. U.S. officials confirm Israeli strike in Iraq. Lebanese President Aoun, Israeli strikes amount to a declaration of war. Israeli drones in Beirut threaten Lebanon's sovereignty. And Netanyahu's response is, guys, calm down. Guys, just calm down, would you? Like, come on. Look, we're bombing all of your neighbors. We're bombing every country around us, four of them that are all allies to Iran. But calm down. A declaration of war? Really? Look, we're just bombing you. Calm down, would you? Please. My goodness. More on the Middle East and the rest of August when we return, ladies and gentlemen, to close out the first hour.
Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight
where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has delivered. InfoWars has come through time and time and time and time again. At that critical, game-changing moment, we have come through. And that means myself, the other hosts, the journalists, the researchers, the writers, the crew, down to the janitor, down to the bookkeeper. There is no top, there is no bottom. We are a family in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. And the stakes have never been higher. That's why the globalists want to take us out of the game. Only you keep InfoWars in the game. You are the InfoWar. And now, this Christmas, and coming up to the end of the year, is the time to spend your money at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into this next critical year of 2020 while getting great products that make your life and your family's life a lot better. Huge sales right now. Now's the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we close out August by returning to Lebanon, where they try to repatriate some of the refugees they have there, and Amnesty International calls on Lebanon to stop the expulsion of Syrian refugees. See, Lebanon is an incredibly saintly nation. In fact, they have just a population of 4.5 million and yet are hosting a refugee population of 1.5 million. So you think our problem's bad, you think Europe's problem's bad, 4.5 million people are hosting 1.5 million refugees. See, this is demographic biological warfare against the Lebanese people. And now that Syria is no longer as dangerous as it once was, thanks to us getting out of it, thanks to Donald Trump pulling us away, now it's a little bit safer. They're trying to repatriate some of these refugees. And if Amnesty International or the UN, oh, and this continues, by the way, this was a struggle that has continued since last year with Lebanese foreign minister escalating the refugee row with the UN agency. So literally, Lebanon is just hosting, you know, a quarter of its population are refugees. And they're like, hey, we can't handle this. We're going to send them back now that the war is over. And the UN's like, no, you can't. You can't. You have to keep all these refugees. You have to let all of this, this deadweight burden drag down your country forever. You can't send them back. That's mean. Okay. So that was happening in Lebanon. In more international news, Trump cancels Denmark visit over Greenland spat. And this was just hilarious, actually. In August of 2019, Donald Trump floated the idea of buying Greenland. It was like, can we buy Greenland? How much does that cost? And Denmark was like, yeah, Greenland's not for sale, actually. And he's like, all right, we're not friends anymore then. Forget you. Luckily, because Trump is in office, probably, U.S. did refuse to sign France's G7 online hate speech pledge, where they're like, hey, hey, USA, you want to give up free speech? Hey, you want to get rid of that First Amendment of yours? And we're like, no, screw off, Europe, go away. Of course, the First Amendment is being destroyed regardless. Harvard freshman deported after officials review friend's social media post. So on one side, it's like, yeah, we want better vetting for immigrants. We want to be sure we know who is coming into our country. But in this case, they kick him out of the country because of posts that people on his friends list have made. So it's like multiple degrees of separation. It's the ever increasingly slippery slope towards complete thought control. Now let's talk about what it takes to achieve diversity. In the UK, the first ever math A-level test exam, where getting almost half the answers wrong will get you an A. See, this is the habit of liberals. They see, look, everybody's failing. What do? You decrease what you need to achieve to pass, right? It's like, wow, everybody's getting this wrong. Well, then let's just say they're passing, and then the numbers will go up in the same way that, wow, there's tons of crime. Well, let's just stop punishing crime, and then there won't be as much crime. Wow, isn't that amazing? There will be less illegal immigrants if we just make them legal. Wow, you solved the problem. Congratulations, liberals. Of course, the SAT adversity score was dropped by the College Board in August. It was instituted earlier in the year. But this idea was that, you know, you say, hey, did they get that question right? And the answer is no, but they're poor. So yes, right? And is that how that works? And then it goes even farther where it goes, no, they didn't get the question right, but they're black. And that means that they might be poor. And that means that, yes, they got the answer right. So great. This is how this works. Mayor Bill de Blasio's panel recommended doing away with all gifted programs to desegregate schools. So see, this is a reoccurring theme. It's just, let's get rid of the gifted and talented program. Why? Well, diversity. Of course, the straight pride parade happened in Boston in August, and it was called a perversion. A perversion. Yes, the straight pride parade is the perverted one. Freaks. All of this might lend to this headline. A quarter of millennials say they have no friends. No friends, according to a quarter of millennials. This is the depressed, lonely world that most young people are now living in, including young Britons who say, to the tune of 9 out of 10 of them, say they believe their lives have no purpose. You know, their lives have been robbed of purpose. Their purpose has been degraded and destroyed, and they're told that their very existence, and especially the continuation of their genetic line, is in fact a crime against humanity. No wonder they don't feel like they have any purpose. In a related note, drag queen teaches children to twerk in video. So yes, they're just very, very open about it now. And if you don't like it, you're a hateful bigot. But don't worry, there won't be very many people that don't like it anymore, because Illinois, amongst others, is now requiring public schools to teach LGBTQ history. See, this is a level even beyond. Not only are they saying, look, we need sex classes where kids are taught about being gay and transgender, now they're saying you can't teach history without teaching about gay people in history and LGBT people in history. You can't teach science without teaching about gay people in science. You can't teach reading without reading books by and for gay people. That's what this bill means. It has to be the LGBT QXYZ program has to be put into every subject in school, not, you know, in addition to just being, taught by itself as a imperative good. This was an amazing headline. Gender doctor says, quote, plenty of kids I'm giving trans drugs to were prostitutes. So that's great. You know, that's great. Just child prostitutes being castrated. That's what they need, right? She says, you know, many of them have attempted suicide. A lot of the kids were sexually active, and not an insignificant number of the kids have actually done sex work or prostitution. So it's like, okay, a child comes to you. He's been forced to be a prostitute, and they're freaking out, and they have no personal identity. And they're like, hey, I know what we can do. Chop your cock off. I'm sorry. I know it's early. I'm trying to keep it clean, but my God, people. Okay. Children's Hospital Los Angeles doctor experimenting on children as young as 8, which is interesting because later in the article they say her youngest patient is 3 years old, and she was given a $5.7 million grant from the National Institute of Health to continue her experimentation on chemically castrating and hormonally altering children in California. Also in California, California school district will not allow parents to opt children out of LGBTQ content. So you go, look, I know they're teaching all this LGBTQ crap. I don't agree with it. I'll just pull my kids out for that day and they just won't go to that. Well, for one thing, they're being taught it in every single class, so you cannot avoid it. That's the point of doing this. But also, California says, no, you can't do that now. You cannot do that. That's hateful and bigoted. You have to let them do it. Of course, you can always say, I'll just homeschool them. Why don't I just homeschool them? That's why I'm predicting in 2020 there will be a major push to eliminate homeschooling. There will be some sort of catastrophe where a homeschooler is involved and they'll say, we can't let this happen. We have to make every kid go to school and then we have to indoctrinate them to be homosexual because that's our new religion. Government officials seize 4-year-old homeschooler after parents ask a doctor for a second opinion. See, they think they know better for your kids than you do. Of course, you can't even complain about it, even if you're a world-famous celebrity. Mario Lopez could lose his job at Access Hollywood after remarks about parents letting 3-year-olds change gender. Hey, if you're against the castration of 3-year-olds based on liberal orthodoxy and ideology, well, too bad you don't have a job anymore, bigot. This also happened to Miss Nevada, who was banned from entering Miss America over her support for Trump. So you don't even have to be as extreme as saying, I don't want to castrate children. You just have to support our president, and you will be kicked out of any sort of, you know, high-level anything. Of course, there was an 8-week abortion law put in place in Missouri, but that was overturned by a federal judge. So what, you thought you could just elect people to represent you and then pass laws that you want? Not if this random federal judge has anything to say about it. And this is all about destroying every last taboo. And you think I'm kidding? Here's the article from Newsweek. Cannibalism is common in the animal kingdom. Here's why for humans it's the ultimate taboo. They're like explaining it. They're like, you know, people are just kind of icked out by it. But really, that's probably bigotry too, right? This article from J-Post, Jerusalem Post, no holds barred. Is the New Testament anti-Semitic? I don't know. We should probably just outlaw churches and Christianity in general just in case. We need to protect the chosen people. So the New Testament is, in fact, anti-Semitic. Wow. Oh, my God. I have to get to all of these very quickly, but it's okay because I can. I'll do it like this. Nestle plans to plunder 1.1 million gallons a day from Florida hot springs. Rat-human hybrids planned by scientists and chilling glance to the future. World's first ever human-monkey hybrid grown in a lab in China. Companies race to find the key to eternal life. Pentagon is testing mass surveillance balloons across the United States. Harvard scientists, funded by Bill Gates, begin spraying particles into the sky to dim the sun because he's some sort of comic book supervillain, I guess. Explosive report reveals weed killer maker targeted critics. So Monsanto targeted people who were revealing things about Monsanto because, once again, evil corporation, this is terrible. Also in August, fluoride during pregnancy linked to lower IQ in children. J&J liable for $500 million in opioid epidemic trial because they purposefully pushed opioids knowing what they were doing. OxyContin freaking out and offered $12 billion to settle more than 2,000 opioid claims because, once again, they also knew what they were doing. Pinterest no longer allowing vaccine information. Google Insider turns almost 1,000 pages of documents showing that they're perverting their organization. YouTube banning all sorts of right-wingers, including Soph and others. All of this stuff, they're all conspiracy theories, right? Maybe that's why in August of 2019, FBI documents warned that conspiracy theories are the new domestic terrorism threat. So if you speculated about any of this stuff, now acknowledged to be true, you're not a conspiracy theorist, you're a terrorist.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand selected. It's beyond organic. Wildcrafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. We've been selling it 10 years. Never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews. 598 reviews. 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot blend. Medium roast. Only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020.
2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Soros is banned in his home country of Hungary, the Philippines, Turkey, Russia, Poland, and Pakistan, but his presence in the United States, and more importantly, its elections, couldn't be stronger. During the 2016 presidential elections, we discovered that Lord Mark Malik Brown, chairman of the company Smartmatics, which caused voting machine chaos in countries all over the world, served on Soros' Open Society Foundation's global board. Not satisfied with simply rigging the voting machines, Soros is renting Christian evangelicals, as the Washington Times reported, and the National Review reported all the way back in 2010 that the progressive evangelical organization Sojourners, headed by Jim Wallace, had received grants from the Open Society Institute, the foundation of left-wing billionaire George Soros. Is it any wonder that Christianity Today, which wrote a glowing article of Soros' immigration strategy, savagely attacked President Trump?
Question is, when does his behavior, which is described as immoral accurately, rise to the level where he's no longer fit to serve office? And to me, we cross that line with the impeachment hearings.
So it's better late than never that Attorney General Barr is commenting on the damage to our criminal justice system that Soros-backed district attorneys are waging across the United States.
You talked in your piece about social justice DAs, and you put social justice in quotes. What do you mean by them? What does that mean, social justice DAs?
Well, there's been this recent development where George Soros has been coming in largely in Democratic primaries where they're not going to be much voter turnout and putting in a lot of money to elect people who are not very supportive of law enforcement and don't view the office as bringing to trial and prosecuting criminals, but pursuing other social agendas. And they have started to win in a number of cities, and they have, in my view, not given the proper support to the police, and they're following policies that are ultimately going to lead to an increase in violent crime and more victims.
The pushback on Rudy Giuliani's investigation into Soros and the Obama administration's back ties in the Ukraine has been branded a bumbling scavenger hunt. But as The Hill previously reported, it turns out that the group that Ukrainian law enforcement was probing was co-founded by the Obama administration and liberal mega donor George Soros, and it was collaborating with the FBI agents investigating then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's business activities with pro-Russian figures in Ukraine. The implied message to Ukraine's prosecutors was clear. Don't target ANTAC, the Anti-Corruption Action Center, in the middle of an American presidential election in which Soros was backing Hillary Clinton to succeed another Soros favorite, Barack Obama. Ukrainian officials added, "We ran right into a buzzsaw and we got bloodied." How's that for subverting supposed free and fair elections in the United States? If we are to take our national elections, our government, and our criminal justice system seriously, George Soros, who continues an unyielding subversion of our republic with all of his dark money streams, must find himself banned in the United States as well. Otherwise, the Democrats, with all of their obstruction and abuses of power, in league with the Mockingbird media, will continue to deflect all of the blame on a duly elected president that did nothing wrong. John Bound reporting.
George Soros has been one of the driving forces behind much of what we have discussed today. His name pops up every once in a while, but it's there under the surface in even more cases. When we get back, we continue our recap of the year 2019 with the month of September, which, yes, is just as crazy as the previous months, if not more so. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. On the other side of this short commercial break, we will continue with the 2019 year in recap on the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in, and I will see you in just 1 minute.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, who will return to the chair tomorrow. I am continuing my two-day coverage of the year in review, 2019, a look back at the insanity of the year that we just left. We continue our coverage in September. Prosecutors call, okay, so you remember earlier in the year when a second dead body was found in the home of Ed Buck, and nothing happened and nobody said anything about it. And now here we are in September. Prosecutors call Democratic donor Ed Buck malevolent after a third man overdoses at his home. So just the Democrats doing what Democrats do. Killing black people with drugs. That's what they do, I guess. Now, the U.S. Immigration Court's backlog exceeded 1 million cases in September of this year, but it's not a crisis. It's not a crisis, folks. And ignore the fact that it cost about $10,000 to go through one of these court cases. See, we have to provide them lawyers. We have to provide counter lawyers. We have to provide the judges and the places for them to stay while the court is hearing their case. And we're also up against the billions of dollars worth of lawyers being paid to argue for the amnesty and illegal immigrants that's being provided for by people like George Soros. So this is just draining us endlessly. We go through this rigmarole. We do this because we're just so pathologically altruistic. It's ridiculous. And in a related note, assembly of African migrants in Tapachula demand asylum in the U.S. How did you get here from Africa? Who brought you over here? If you could afford the trip, why do you need asylum? These are the questions that nobody is asking. And it begins, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say it continues, because as we've seen throughout the coverage today and yesterday of the ongoing impeachment charade, the hysteria that has gone on since January, well, it finally kicks into high gear with RT writing this headline, another probe, right? Like, we've had so many, another one, Democrats to investigate Trump pressuring Ukraine into the 2020 election meddling. So it has begun the final stretch of impeachment, and they're very serious this time, right? This is just, oh, wow, they can't handle this. It's not because they've just been desperate to get Trump out of office forever and now just finally have another excuse that they think they can use. Yeah, that's all it is. Now, you'll also remember that just a few months ago, in I think June of 2019, Austin decided to pass a law allowing homeless people to camp anywhere in the city. Well, surprise, surprise, just a few months later, Austin business owner says homeless problem is now a homeless crisis. So these are the Democrats just creating problems, right? It was not a problem before the Democrats decided to come in and be altruistic. Now it's a crisis. Again, this is another example of Democratic lawyers, lawmakers, like they should be illegal. We shouldn't have them in this country. New Texas gun laws loosening gun restrictions draw outrage from critics after Odessa shooting. They're outraged at this law that would allow people to carry guns in places like churches. They're outraged at this. They don't want this to be passed. We'll check back in on this law in a few months to see just how effective it has been. These Democrats who are trying to disarm us in our places of worship. Democrat senators fear Beto O'Rourke torpedoed gun control with his confiscation push. See, forever they've been saying, we don't want gun confiscation. That's hysteria. That's blowing it out of proportion. We want common sense gun control. Beto, in a last desperate attempt to save his failing campaign, just comes out and says it. And is like, look, we're taking all of your guns and it'll be mandatory. And Democrats are like, shut up, dude, shut up. Like, yeah, that's what we all want. That's the obvious goal that we're all going towards, but you can't say that. We're trying to trick people. We're trying to deceive people in order to rob rights from them. Don't you understand the game, Beto? You're not playing it right. Of course, a Molotov cocktail was thrown into a ICE office there in September as well. Continuing the theme of just domestic terrorism from Antifa that goes completely unaddressed by anybody. In fact, what is being addressed is San Francisco supervisors voting to unanimously designate the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization. So ignore the firebombing, ignore the attacks, ignore the assassination attempts that are not just not condemned, but actually supported by the people in Antifa. Ignore that. No, go after the NRA, members of which have never, ever been included in a mass shooting of any sort. In fact, their only involvement has been ending mass shootings before the police even get there. But Democrats are now saying that the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. Great. Democrats also want red flag laws, right? This was the year of the red flag law, which is the absolutely Orwellian and totalitarian combination of thought control and gun control. Just the marriage of these two despicable things. And they're saying they want it for everybody except for gang members. Why? Because gang members are minorities. And then it'll be too many minorities on the list. So everybody except for minorities needs to be subject to red flag laws. Duh. Beyond parody, this is in the UK, call for UK to ban pointed kitchen knives, ridiculed online. See, the UK has let in millions of people who are not compatible with the British lifestyle, and they are just literally stabbing everybody all the time, constantly. It's a complete crisis, because they don't have guns, so they have to stab people. And so now they're banning pointed kitchen knives. What else are they banning? Photos of knives. Yes, the UK bans photos of knives to help reduce the fear of knives amid a knife crime epidemic. And it was solved. They did it. Everybody was like, what was that thing? What was that thing we used to have to stab people? What was that? I have the memory of like sharp, thin pieces of metal, but I haven't seen one in so long. I don't even remember what it is. So the epidemic of knife crime has ended because they banned pictures of them. UK, my God. Whew. Two teens charged after man 59 dies from knockout game attack at county fair. What is that line? I can't remember who says it. It's like, yeah, the knockout game is a game that white people are going to get tired of playing. Corrupt Obama judge Amy Berman tosses a lawsuit over the SPL's hate group label. See, the SPLC is a rabid anti-Christian, anti-white ideologically motivated hate group that demonizes other people, such as the Center for Immigration Studies, as racist and hateful. And they sue and say, hey, you can't do that. And then Amy Berman Jackson, who, by the way, is presiding at that same time over the Roger Stone trial, as well as many others, one of the most corrupt and idealistically left-leaning judges in America, says, no, you can't sue SPLC for calling you a hate group, even though you're nothing of the sort. They're allowed to do that because they're privileged. They're the top. They're the top of the chart. Now, Cory Booker is doing his part to fight white supremacy in all of its forms, including being killed at a fair when a black person punches you in the head. That's the type of white supremacy that manifests here in America. And Cory Booker's fighting it by vowing to create an office to combat white supremacy. And just remember, anytime you read white supremacy, just read white people. That's what they mean. That's what they mean when they say that. So Cory Booker promises to create an office to fight white people. Yay. Here's another example of the white supremacy just running rampant here in America. Since 2010, 96 of all U.S. counties saw declines in the shares of the of their white population. Now, what they've also seen are gains in their population, which is interesting and worth noting and considering. So there's the white supremacy, whites literally just dying off. You know, just another example of how powerful and in charge we are. Leftist lady shames Hong Kong protesters for valuing freedom more than safety. So yes, the Hong Kong protests are still raging. You actually had a video of a liberal white woman going, you seem like you value freedom more than safety. What's wrong with you? And it's like, you're not allowed back in the country, lady. You're not an American. You don't understand what it means to be free. So you shouldn't be. China reportedly censoring Ten Commandments, replacing them with Xi quotes inside church. So it's not just white people, it's Christians as well. See, it's all related to each other. Finland, Christian MP is under police hate crime investigation for doing what? Posting a Bible verse. And this is a continuing theme that we see in Europe because they don't have free speech. They never have. But it's happening in America as well. Township shuts down a 100-year-old, 37-member volunteer fire company because a bunch of anti-fascist communist thugs complained that one firefighter tried to join the Proud Boys. You can't join the Proud Boys. Shut it down. Shut it all down. No more firemen. You don't get to have firemen if you don't like Antifa, you bigoted racist. But you know, a little bit of good news here. Judge rules a Christian club can keep suing the university for ordering it to accept non-Christian leaders. So this is the best, stuff that we get, right? What's the real underlying thing here is that there are people in college going, hey, we want to have a Christian club. And the college is going, yeah, that's great. As long as you have non-Christians in it. It's like, wait, what? And so the little victory we get is, okay, you know what? You're allowed to fight back against this. You won't win. You'll lose, but you can fight back.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots that have kept InfoWars on the air, thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. Well, there goes Christmas 2019, and we're plunging into 2020 as we speak. And as 2019 collapses into dust and the baby of 2020 is born, now is the time to realize how critical this year is for all of our futures. And listen, keep taking action, keep spreading the word, that's vital. But making yourself healthy, making yourself more focused and centered is critical to all of this. And that's why the products at InfoWars Life are so special. So Christmas is gone. Christmas is over, basically. But you can give yourself the gift of Christmas year-round at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take our krill oil, if you take our Turbo Force and Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, X2, X3, you name it, when you take these products like Biotree Selenium, they're life-changing, and they fund the InfoWar. So take action today for yourself and your family and get the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to get right back into it because there's a lot of information to cover in the second half of September 2019. This is an amazing headline. Just amazing. Michigan Church cancels an event titled, Is Michigan Surrendering to Islam? After pressure from Hamas-linked care or an Islamic immigration. So I think you got your answer. It's a resounding yes. Is Michigan surrendering to Islam? Well, you can't ask that because the Muslims say so. So yes, Islam has already surrendered to Islam. It's just a little self-fulfilling prophecy there. This is continuing with the anti-Christian rhetoric and ideology. NFL star Drew Brees criticized as homophobic after encouraging kids to read the Bible. See, the Bible is not, and Christianity itself is not compatible with the new religion, worldwide religion, of being gay. Dystopia. Elites push 100-square-foot parasite pods as housing of the future. This is another trend we've seen throughout the year of telling people how cool and hip it is just to live in a pod. Live in a pod and eat bugs. Here's from Vice.com. This is what happens when you eat nothing but bugs for a week. You become a liberal. It's amazing. Isn't that amazing? So eat bugs, live in a pod, don't be human. And this is the anti-human, anti-Christian, anti-all this sort of stuff. Remember last segment when I talked about, or last month rather, in August when I was when they were talking about, you know, why is cannibalism so taboo? Like, what's the big deal with that? You thought I was joking. Did you think I was joking? Swedish behavioral scientists suggest eating humans to save the planet. Yes, this is a real article and it's a real suggestion. Maybe we just need to get rid of any sort of taboo, of any sort of limitation on our ability to glut ourselves. Just shatter it all. Just be cannibalistic, homosexual bug people and everything will be great. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. No, they're tearing down every semblance of humanity. According to another wing of Swedish liberals, the youth wing of the Swedish liberals say legalize necrophilia and incest. So just everything. Just why not? Why not, folks? Necrophilia, incest, cannibalism. 2019 was the year that the liberals advocated for all of it. Moving on to some big pharmaceutical news. Study: popular sleeping pill Ambien linked to increased death rate, which is an interesting way to say this, and I'm surprised that this didn't get more attention when it happened, because a new study has estimated that in 1 year, sleeping pill use may have contributed it up to 500,000 excessive deaths. 500,000 people could have died because of this sleeping pill, and it didn't even make a bleep on the radar in terms of mainstream media coverage. 500,000 people dying. And it's just like, oops, oopsie daisy, it's Big Pharma. They can do whatever they want. Another attack on humanity as a whole. Japan may have to dump radioactive Fukushima water into the ocean because it's out of storage space. Oopsie daisy, better just poison the entire ocean. That's a good idea, right? Well, we're already poisoning everything else, right? Aerial spraying for EEE, that's equine encephalitis postponed in all 14 scheduled counties. So Michigan, you know, about 2 weeks before their big freeze that would have killed all of the mosquitoes anyway, they had a great plan to just shower the entire state in neurotoxins. Great idea, right? Kills bugs, kills bees, kills fish, influences and harms humans, but they're just going to blanket it in, what do you call them again? Chemtrails? Just blanket the entire state in a neurotoxin in order to protect against equine encephalitis. And the people of Michigan were like, just please don't. Just please stop. Just stop trying to kill us. God, please just stop it. And they're like, no, you don't understand. We're better than you. New York authorities discover $1 billion in wire transfers by the Sackler family as authorities suspect they're trying to hide their wealth. This, of course, was one of the owners of one of the main of Purdue Pharmaceuticals, one of the main perpetrators of the opioid crisis. So they're just trying to get out with all their money while they can. Meanwhile, the suicide rates in the U.S. have hit the highest level in 50 years, although there's concern that it might go much higher. I wonder if everything we've been talking about so far can be considered contributing factors to this rise in suicide. Well, you know, if you want equality, you got to cut some corners, right? Australian University lowers standards for women looking to enter engineering degrees. Well, great. We don't need engineers to be at the top of their game, right? If I had to guess, I'm going to say this is going to cause more bridges to stay up. I think this is going to be good for the world, is to just allow engineers to not be that good. I think we're going to see a lot of bridges standing up and a lot of giant buildings just not cracking and falling apart at all. That's my guess. Stem Express CEO in September of 2019 admitted to selling beating baby hearts, intact baby heads. So I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy called Alex Jones, but he's been saying this forever and being laughed at and mocked. And they even made a song where they included this line in the song, just mocking him. And there it's proven he's right. Also proved correct. Illinois Hospital created a comfort room for babies to die in. So once an aborted baby survives the operation, you just put it in a room, shut the door, keep it comfortable, and let it starve to death. Now, as personally, I'm the uncle of a nephew who should not be born yet, right? He was born a month early. And, to imagine what they're doing with abortion literally makes me sick. Of course, BBC Education Film says there are more than 100 gender identities, which there's a stand-up comedian named Ryan Long who has a great joke where he says, look, if there's 100 gender identities, that's great news because that means that men are better than 99 other genders. Woo! Go boys! Socialized medicine. Three-year-olds may become eligible for sex changes at UK clinic. So that's why we need universal health care so we can chop the genitals off our children. Children as young as six are also to be given compulsory self-touching lessons that critics say are sexualizing youngsters. So yeah, you know, send your kid to school and he'll be taught how to masturbate at the age of six. Parents shocked the UK schools teach kids 6 to 10 how to, quote, touch their private parts in beds and showers. But this is necessary if you're going to corrupt the youth and destroy humanity. San Diego State University normalizes pedophilia as a sexual orientation as well. Of course, Inverse is bragging that brain implants could change humanity forever. So just become a robot and pervert your children and you'll be a new society member. Now, this story from Gulf News, Google's always watching or always listening. Now it's watching too with the Nest Hub Max. Yay. And then the Amazon Echo frames, which are glasses that you wear, also spark concerns about privacy. Yes, yes, you should probably be concerned about privacy by this point. Cops and Amazon actually hand out free camera doorbells to households across Britain. So again, we've seen the slow boil, right? We've seen them admit that, yes, we watch them. Then we see them say, yes, we partner with the cops to show them. And now they're just literally handing them out for free, really bringing Orwell's vision to life. Well done, UK. Well done. You're following the plan perfectly. NYPD is now using a sentiment meter on social media because calling it social credit score just left a bad taste in some people's mouths, I guess. Three spy planes could soon be flying over Baltimore to counter the murder crisis. Murder crisis in Baltimore. Quick, spy on everyone. Quick. Yet another conspiracy theory, which makes me a domestic terrorist, according to the FBI. Oh, and here we have it on the 20th of September. Whistleblower complaint sets off battle involving Trump. This is it. Impeachment incoming. It's totally organic and not at all planned. Ukraine drama could give Democrats no choice but to impeach Trump. They don't even really want to if you listen to the mainstream media. Oh, but they do. On the 25th of September, they launched the Trump impeachment inquiry. And Nancy Pelosi says we could not ignore. They didn't even want to, guys, ignore the previous, 24, 36 months of desperate attempts to try to impeach Donald Trump. They don't even want to. They have to because they're such great Americans, darn it. Pentagon launches new program to fight viral internet content. YouTube says it removed more than 100,000 videos. YouTube has joined with the ADL to center controversial content. And now Facebook has introduced an oversight board to, quote, protect free speech. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this is the world that we live in. I'm about ready to scream. I don't know about you. We'll get to October on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. Unless you value your sanity, then I don't blame you.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm going to slow down a little bit because I didn't get to finish the coverage of September. So we're going to stick on September, and I'll try to make it through October quickly in the next segment. But I really want to spend some time on this. I need to. I can't just read headlines and shout them at you. And I really would rather kind of draw the picture using these stories. So where we left off, we talked about how YouTube is now going to censor controversial content with the ADL on board as a flagger. So the Anti-Defamation League is now working within YouTube and Google to censor material that they find distasteful. In that same week, you have YouTube saying it has removed more than 100,000 videos under a new hate speech rule. Now, this is not a governmental organization. This is not an organization that cares fairly about free speech for all people. This is an ideological organization, a racial supremacist organization, if you want my opinion, and they are the ones with the keys to the kingdom now, and they are the ones who decide what is and is not true, and not even true, just being able to be talked about. So 100,000 videos removed by these racial supremacists on account of it probably talks bad about them. At the same time, you have Facebook introducing the oversight board to protect free speech. Well, it's the oversight board. It'll be over all of them. So the ideal is that Facebook will found this organization, and then it will be the primary number one organization that decides what is, this is the Ministry of Truth. That's what this is. Over all the social media, this will be the one that decides what is and is not appropriate content for publication. So, thank you, Facebook, for doing that. We love you. We appreciate that. At the same time, Facebook threatens to block Palestinian news site for using the term Hezbollah. Hezbollah, yeah, again, once again, it's like throughout the year, how many times do you hear about Hezbollah? How many times do you hear about Lebanon? It's incredibly shocking once you start to see, you know, it's like once you get a new car and you start seeing that car everywhere. I just implore you, start looking for Lebanon in news stories and you see how often it's buried, and then you go, wait, that's what this is talking about. Now, the OK hand gesture is a hate symbol, according to the ADL. So these are the people that are deciding what's allowed on the internet, right? These people who say the OK hand symbol is a hate symbol, right? Good. You know, they seem smart. They seem intelligent. They seem upright and trustworthy. So let's go ahead and just give them keys to mind control over the world. Great. Israel accused of spying on White House. Trump ignores while Bibi denies. So this is when cell phone surveillance devices pointing back to Israel intelligence, Israeli intelligence, were found posted up all over the White House and Washington, D.C. So Israel just has a direct line to listen in to phone conversations throughout D.C. And what is done about this? Absolutely nothing. Nothing is done about this. Nothing's even said about this, which is shocking. Not really. It's infuriating, but not shocking. Now, this may be my favorite story of the entire year, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, I love this story so much. Okay, so Lebanon and Israel. Israel sends drones into don't reveal it. I don't want to let people know. So I'll just tell the story. So Israel sends drones into Lebanon, and they are flying in between buildings. They're not huge drones. They're medium-sized military-grade drones that are flying through the inner city of Lebanon, and they're actually brought down by children with rocks, which is amazing and emblematic. And it was in Hezbollah-controlled neighborhoods that these drones were flying through. Hezbollah brought the drones down with children throwing rocks at them. So that's hilarious, first of all, just bringing down the most high-tech, advanced technology used to perpetrate warfare with literally the most basic. Kind of a David and Goliath type story, if you think about it. And so Hezbollah gets mad and says, this was an act of war. You're bringing in military drones into our country, so we're going to retaliate. And so they actually send groups of commandos to go in and bomb Israel. And so what they do is they set up two different launch sites overlooking one pass. And so as an Israeli army truck is going through that pass, first a single rocket is fired and then a second rocket is fired because these trucks have anti-missile technology. So the first missile gets blocked by the shield, gets blocked by the anti-missile technology, and then the truck is vulnerable for the second one to hit. And so Hezbollah does this and they say, we did it. We attacked Israel and we hurt some of their people. And Israel says, no, you didn't. That didn't happen. That did not happen. That's a lie. So then Hezbollah said, well, we filmed the whole thing. And then they released the video of them doing exactly this. And it's actually a pretty crazy video. I mean, it's guys up on a ridge, and you see the one rocket launch, and they launch the second one. It's frankly impressive the amount of coordination and stuff that they have. They're just dislocated out inside Israel. And so they sort of prove them wrong. They go, yeah, look, we did do this. We did do it. Here's the video of it. We actually recorded the whole thing, and we knew you were going to deny it, so we didn't release the video. We let you deny it, and then they released the video. Well, what is Israel's response? Reports, Israeli army faked casualties in the Hezbollah attack. Faked casualties? Why would they do this? What? So they go, nope, you didn't hit us. And they go, here's the video of us hitting it. And Israel goes, yeah, gotcha, fooled ya. that was fake blood. That was fake blood. Yeah, there were reports of Israeli soldiers being injured and going into the hospital, but that was fake. We got you. We fooled you. It's like, what? What? You've lied too much. You don't understand what makes a believable lie anymore. Minutes after Hezbollah anti-tank missiles exploded on an Israeli army base, an Israeli military helicopter touched down, and medics loaded a soldier on a stretcher aboard. By the time it landed at a Haifa helipad minutes later, TV cameramen were at the scene to film paramedics transferring the soldier to a waiting ambulance. Suckers. Gotcha. That guy wasn't injured. That attack wasn't successful. We fooled you. What? What? Okay, you're going to fake getting hit by an attack, and then because you're trying to prove, like, what? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And so it's just, you know, I'm not happy that people were injured. I'm not happy that there's this warfare going on. I don't like that. But I just think this story is so interesting and fascinating, and just reveals how information and warfare is so confused and diluted and just bizarre in today's day and age. I just think it's an emblematic story. I think it's a shocking and a baffling story, to be quite honest with you. Now, the U.S. blames Iran for attack on Saudi oil facilities. This was on the 14th of September, 2019. And shortly thereafter, Trump actually ousted John Bolton as national security advisor. Now, the good news about this is that previously in the year, if you remember, we updated you on this yesterday, that Trump signed a pledge or a decree basically saying that anybody who works in his office cannot be lobbyists. They can't be lobbyists for 5 years. So by hiring John Bolton and then firing him again, he basically guaranteed that we wouldn't have to deal with John Bolton for about 5 years, or at least that's the idea behind it. But yeah, this was yet another Iranian blamed attack on oil facilities. So if you just remember over the last year, it was like, oh, this drone went down. It was Iran. We have to go to war with them. Oh, this ship was attacked. It was Iran. We have to go to war with them. Oh, this Saudi Arabian oil installment was attacked. We have to go to war with Iran. It's like war with Iran, war with Iran, war with Iran. That's all they want. Why? Why? You have to ask yourself, why? Aren't we Americans? Don't we care about America? Why are we even over there? And of course, it comes to a head in December with us bombing Iranian installations in Iraq, and then et cetera, et cetera. But you see the buildup. You see the desperation. It's the same thing as impeachment. It's like, we have no choice but to go to war with Iran. We do it with heavy hearts because we just love America so much. It's like, well, what about all of those times you tried to do this previously and then failed? It's like, ignore that. Forget that. That was stupid and an accident, but you don't need to worry about that. Now, though, now we have to, because our conscience demands it. Our heart is full of love, according to Nancy Pelosi, and we just have to impeach Trump, and we just have to go to war with Iran, and we don't like it any more than you do, but shut up and take it, America. This is what we're being told. This is what we were told throughout 2019. It's what we're continuing to be told in 2020. I say, let's make this the year that we stop letting them control the narrative. Let's just demand that we get out of the Middle East. Let's demand we stop serving the interests of foreign countries. Let's demand that the people in our government serve our people and not foreigners. Not try to replace us in our own homes. Not try to drive up our suicide rates. Not try to take our money and give it to other people. Let's for once have a nationalist uprising of true America First patriots that can take back this country, set the train back on the right tracks. And my God, ladies and gentlemen, if I make it through the third hour without going literally insane, then you have to buy Brain Force. That's the deal, all right? You have to. You have to buy Brain Force if I don't go insane.
just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
I've got a problem that I want to confess to the listeners and viewers. I've been on the air so long that I take it for granted now when we break some massive story that changes the whole world and that really does great things for the future of not just our children, but our children's children. InfoWars really has changed history. And that's why I need to pull back and ask the listeners, because I know you're a lot like me, to really think about a world without InfoWars. Because I can tell you right now, if people don't really step to the plate and really financially support our broadcast going into 2020, we're not going to be on the air in a year or so. If you do support us, we're not just going to stay on the air, but we are going to expand in ways that are going to blow you away. I've never let you down. You've never let me down. Step up to the plate now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy great products, and fund our operation, and watch us make history together again. We're closing out the year 2019. I don't have to tell you that 2020 is going to be make it or break it. Not just for InfoWars, not just for America, but the whole world. We are in a battle between the forces of globalism that want a post-human world and those that want a pro-human world. We're in a fight between Satan and Christ. And it's being played out amongst us mortals, but it's being directed from on high. And I'm just telling the listeners of this broadcast, without you, we're going to lose this fight. I need all of you to realize how important you are and how important InfoWars is and what we've done together. And to just take stock and take measure here at the end of the year and think about what you're going to do, whether supporting InfoWars or buying products from us or starting your own show, just whatever you do, take action now. History is happening. Please do your Christmas shopping. Please do your New Year shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best products. You're only helping the globalists if you don't do it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment of the second hour of The David Knight Show. We move on to October 2019. Very interesting things happening in October. I'm going to have to look at my computer for this one, because I just, you know, sometimes it's too much. Sometimes it's just too much to handle for the poor printer here at InfoWars.com. So, Microsoft beats Amazon for Pentagon's $10 billion cloud computing contract. This is just, I don't even have anything to say about this. Just like, let's just give ourselves over to the corporations. Like, it's just the corporate government cabal conspiracy to just enslave us all, just outsource all of our security, all of our rights, just outsource them to Microsoft and Amazon. Just give up, folks, because this is the world we live in now. $10 billion cloud computing contract up between two of the most oppressive and totalitarian companies in the world. Amazon and Microsoft. It's like Sauron and Darth Vader competing for the bid for Pentagon's $10 billion contract firm. Great, great. Some other big firms doing really well in the month of October. Big drug firms agree to $260 million opioid payout hours before the trial was set to begin. Because, see, if the trial were to begin, we would find out about what happened that allowed the opioid crisis to not just continue unabated, but actually be pushed forward by these people. Famed forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Baden on October 30th of 2019 said Jeffrey Epstein's death points to homicide. What? What? No way. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. I don't believe that. Welcome to, like, InfoWars 2001, right? Like, welcome to 10 years ago on InfoWars.com. Now, Twitter sort of started this trend of banning political advertising because, see, you know, Republicans have a way bigger war chest than Democrats this time around, so we can't let them use that money to reach audiences. See, the only benefit that political campaign should have is when Twitter, Facebook, and Google, who remember when it was Eric Schmidt wearing the campaign like campaign employee badge at the Hillary Clinton launch rally. Yeah, that's the only coordination and support that you're allowed to receive from big tech companies is when those companies themselves advocate for you on your behalf and censor your political opponents. That's what's really important. WhatsApp sues Israel's NSO for allegedly helping spies hack phones around the world. So Israeli surveillance firm NSO Group accused of helping government spies break into the phones of roughly 1,400 users across four continents in a hacking spree whose targets included diplomats, political dissidents, journalists, and senior government officials. Greatest allies, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a story from, again, October 2019. Monsanto bribed Google to discredit journalists. See, there were journalists coming out and saying, hey, you know, these Monsanto products are cancerous. They cause cancer. We need to save people. Monsanto said, that's affecting our bottom line. Also, this is a part of a massive conspiracy to poison all of humanity to make them reliant on these giant systems. So you can't say that. Google, do us a favor and stop this from happening. And Google's like, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, don't be evil. Oh, wait, no, that's not their saying anymore, is it? Interesting. ADL, of course, these are the people that, again, are inside YouTube deciding who does and does not have a voice on the internet. In October, they announced that anti-Antifa images are hate symbols. So Antifa, the domestic terrorist organization, firebombing ICE facilities, killing police, bashing old people over the head with locks. If you say anything bad about them, you're hateful and will not be allowed on the internet. Thanks, ADL. Of course, the politicians are getting into this as well, with Kamala Harris saying that Trump's Twitter account should in fact be suspended. So advocating, calling on Twitter to silence their political enemies. Now, Prince Harry insists, he goes around the world, he goes on this tour around the world in October of 2019, insisting that we end human greed, apathy, and selfishness. Doesn't he sound like a religious leader? Doesn't he sound like he's at the head of a religion going around demanding that we stop greed, apathy, and selfishness? Well, he is. He's a spokesperson, a priest in the new religion of saving the planet, of climate change, right? That's where we are now. Literally, you can't have a spiritual reason, a moral reason, a reason founded in the infinite love and intelligence of a omnipotent God. No, no, no. It's because we want to save the earth. We have to bring it down. We have to, it literal dirt. We literally have to worship the dirt. That's the new religion that Prince Harry is now, in the priest class of. Study comes out from Information Liberation, or Breitbart rather. Study, 14.3 million illegal aliens living in the United States, costing Americans $132 billion a year. great. This is another story that sort of compounds on a story we covered yesterday with Sweden destroying Viking artifacts to destroy their own history. Well, now Swedish schools to erase ancient history from history class. So can't you just see in the future, 20, 30 years from now, the Swedes there in Sweden, they look at a Viking helmet. It's got the horns. It's got the Viking runes. And the little boy looks and he looks up to his dad and he says, what is this? Who made this? Who thousands of years ago created this artifact that survived down through the ages as our, you know, a symbol of our heritage? The father looks down at his child and says, a racist, son, a bunch of racists made that and we have to destroy it. Praise Allah. Allah! Allah Akbar, destroy the Vikings. Thanks, Sweden. You're doing great. China's rivers are the source of a major place of plastic entering the oceans. This is yet another story that came out in October 2019 that just emphasizes the fact that it's all of these third world countries just openly pouring their trash into the ocean while America and the West is told stop having babies for the sake of the environment. What else we got? Opioid crisis. Johnson & Johnson's stock rises on a $20 million Ohio payout. So just across the board, opioid pushing pharmaceutical companies being sued out the wazoo. And, but they're fine. They've got billions of dollars more. They've got infinite funding. It doesn't matter. They'll continue to kill you with, Big Pharma regardless. The Economist comes out in favor of this, an electronic badge that can monitor workers' conversations, posture, and even time spent in the toilet. Now you can combine this with this story. Amazon's warehouse worker tracking system can automatically fire people without a human supervisor's involvement. My God, if I ever get fired by a robot, I will be destroying a robot. That's the way I'm going to handle this change that we're going through. Farmers tired of being blamed for climate change start to cause traffic in the Netherlands, tens of thousands of them. This movement actually spreads to Germany and France, all protesting the fact that they're trying to shut down the rural lifestyle in order to get people into cities so they can better control them by blaming climate change and saying, you have to stop being a farmer because it's hurting the earth. And they're like, well, what about China over there? And it's like, shut up and die. Okay. Document. Seattle schools say that math is racist. So add that to your what is racist chart. Math. Virginia doctor who illegally prescribed 500,000 opioid pills has been sentenced to 40 years in prison, but he was really just doing what he was told. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, you remember the one that left Google earlier in the year to head a government division focusing on artificial intelligence. That guy, that's the one. He says that biology is the next frontier of computing. Okay, so put that in your mind. Leader of Google leaves Google to start an AI organization with the government. Now says that biology is the next level of computing. Do you see where the trend is going, ladies and gentlemen? Can you recognize patterns? Mom solves daughter's mystery illness. Her daughter was sick. She couldn't figure out why. Well, it turned out the nurse in the school inserted a birth control implant in that underage daughter without informing the mother. Because you don't know what's good for your child. The state does. British court in a transgender case on October 2nd of 2019 says that the belief in the Bible is, quote, incompatible with human dignity. Have you started to recognize this pattern yet, ladies and gentlemen? Have you started to understand that there is a new religion on earth? It worships the earth itself. It's obsessed with climate change. It's using that as an excuse to bring in communism, to destroy white nations. And married with this in some bizarre satanic marriage is the idea of transgenderism and that there is no reality, that there is no such thing as man and woman. And that now competing against this by saying, well, actually the Bible says otherwise is considered hate speech. Meaning that this bizarre new satanic religion is in fact, without being officially designated as such, it is the religion of the state. This is the religion of the New World Order, of the One World Government, of nations throughout the world. They are now implicitly and complicitly subject to a new religious order that values humanity over spirituality, that values the base and the mundane over the spiritual and the elevated, that is wanting to destroy every semblance you have of what is moral and good. So just, you know, castrate your son, eat people, live in a pod, eat bugs, necrophilia, incest. It's all coming down the pipe, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2020.
A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020's dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, and I'm going to try to continue through October in this first segment. Where we left off, of course, we were learning that the UK considers the Bible incompatible with human dignity, and you cannot be a Christian, you cannot believe in two sexes, and also be a citizen of the UK, because that is the new religion. Now, in the United States, it's a little different, but it's being enforced rather through the government, which has laws preventing enforcement of such things, into the realm of corporatocracy. Christian actress fired after citing a Bible verse on social media. Saints linebacker Demario Davis fined $7,000 for wearing a Man of God headband. So this is happening all over, and New York Times is friendly enough to come out with this opinion piece. Free speech is killing us. It's killing us, you guys. We can't let people speak and think freely. It's killing us. Good. Good. If you die because of free speech, maybe you deserve it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Peace. Love. Oh. All right. What else we got? Sperm counts in the West plunged by 60% in 40 years as, quote, modern life damages men's health. But it's okay. We've got a solution to that. Africans. Bring in Africans. Problem solved. Done. We solved that. Check that off the list. Now, an Antifa goon was sentenced to 18 months for brutally beating a Trump supporter nearly to death. A 56-year-old male was nearly murdered by a 30-year-old male Antifa terrorist. Now, he was just walking away from a nightclub. He had a Trump hat on. The Antifa goon beat him nearly to death, and he receives 18 months for that beating. Meanwhile, in October, two Proud Boys are sentenced to 4 years in a brawl with anti-fascists. So if you're a Proud Boy and you get attacked by anti-fascists, by Antifa, and you fight back, you go to jail for 4 years. If you club a man on the back of the head while he's walking down the street innocently and nearly kill him, well, you get 18 months because you're a part of Antifa and the ADL says you're the good guys. But it's not just Christianity. It's not just white people. It's freedom itself. Students suspended for 5 days over wearing a hat that says taxation is theft and end the drug war. So no libertarianism, no Christianity, no white people. It's all illegal in this brave new world that we have seen erected around us without our permission, quite frankly. Now, this New York Times story from October says many people are taking antidepressants and they discover they cannot quit. What? You can't quit antidepressants? You can't quit fake happiness? I am shocked and appalled. Now, another person asks, headline, quote, how did 270,000 babies end up on psychiatric meds that they now can't quit? A very good question. Maybe it's because Big Pharma is not held to account whatsoever. Case in point, Sackler family reportedly pocketed $13 billion from the opioid epidemic before Purdue Pharmacy made their bankruptcy claim. So sure, just create the opioid crisis, kill or chemically enslave hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, and then just make bank flee to wherever you go and with your billions and billions of dollars and suffer no consequences. That is the state of justice in America right now. In October, Bernie Sanders had a heart attack, but you wouldn't know it watching the mainstream media as they obsess about Donald Trump going to get a yearly physical. That's a headline. That's a, oh my God, we got to get him out of office. Bernie Sanders suffers a heart attack, and it says a minor cardiac incident causes Bernie Sanders to stop campaigning for a brief time. It's like, okay, well, then maybe he shouldn't be president, you idiots. Now, Hong Kong, the Hong Kong protest has been going on this whole time. One of the most interesting things about it is the way that American corporations kowtow to the Chinese. Interesting that kowtow is a distinctly Chinese saying, too, to subjugate yourself, to supplement your, to just bow down in subjugation to your betters in China. Hong Kong protest put the NBA on edge. They had to disavow one of their own people. And Blizzard kicked somebody out for supporting the protesters in Hong Kong. So, you know, China, communist, concentration camps, forced abortions, slavery, insanity, death, chaos, inhumanity, horrible, horrible stuff. That's the team the NBA is on. That's the team Blizzard is on. That's the team basically all of the corporations are on. They're just held back from admitting this by the ever dwindling American spirit. Once it's gone, it's over, folks.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the one, I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You would think, wouldn't you? You would think that 3 hours in a day would be enough to cover just the top, just the most important stories. But as I pointed out at the beginning of this episode, how am I supposed to decide which ones to exclude? They're all so freaking important and dangerous and indicative of what is going on in a larger scale. Scientists fusing brains with AI implants to give people superhuman intelligence. NBC News promoting the convenience of getting a microchip in your hand. And in that article, they even say, you know, kind of like the mark of the beast. Yeah, you're kind of advocating for that, aren't you? Pennsylvania middle school district votes to replace locker rooms with gender-neutral facilities. At the same time, you have the FBI Finders Vault being released, revealing the sex trafficking operations of the CIA and FBI. Facebook getting on all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, it's just, how am I supposed to decide? More biological males dominating and winning world records in women's sports. ICE director says new DNA test helped bust 1,000 fake families at border. So anytime you hear, oh, the kids in cages. Oh, you mean the kids saved from kidnapping by the ICE agents? You psychopaths. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, how are you supposed to handle all of this crap, okay? What else we got? This is all in October. I have not been able to leave October yet. Democratic Representative Katie Hill admits to inappropriate affair with campaign staffer and yet is not, considered anything except for a stand-up, wonderful Democrats, because literally they can do whatever they want. Julian Assange appearing disoriented at court proceedings, saying, I can't think. They're torturing him. They're mentally destroying him. The UN climate chief saying communism is the best for fighting global warming, which seems to clash with the idea that China is the biggest polluter on Earth. Isn't it? Isn't this weird how none of this seems to add up? A jury awarded a $20 million award to a police sergeant because he was told, quote, tone down your gayness. He's like, what? How dare you? How dare you say that? And they're like, look, really, you gotta tone it down. He's like, boom, $20 million right here. No wonder this is all insane. And then, of course, in October, you had Austin, Texas passing the, pervert the children at the earliest age possible, sex education act, teaching 8-year-olds about transgenderism and how great it is to be gay. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Target donated $100,000 to a group promoting transgenderism. 42,000 people suing have sued Bayer over glyphosate. PayPal deplatforms Sabo. Merck, and other pharmaceutical companies. It was actually revealed by CBS News that they created a hit list to destroy, neutralize, or discredit dissenting doctors. Okay, good to know. Thanks for pointing that out. I mean, it's just, what are we supposed to do about all this crap? And how is it not obvious just which direction we're going, what is causing this, what the excuses being used are? It's just so apparent, so blatant, and yet it's like we're the only ones here screaming on a mountaintop, please, God, stop killing us, stop destroying us, stop eliminating humanity, just stop, please, by God. It's time we stop asking, folks. It's time we start taking things into our own hands. So I'm hoping that this will be a consequence of going over these stories, a consequence of driving myself to the edge of insanity and trying to get this information out to you, is that maybe in 2020 we start to at least slow this trend down. We can at least slow it down, possibly reverse it, but please, by God, can we start doing something to prevent the absolute destruction of humanity as a whole? I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, folks. Google taps fitness tracker market with $2.1 billion bid for Fitbit. So now they're going to be watching you. Now they're going to be listening to you. Now they're going to know everything you search, everything you write in your email, everything you communicate with each other with. And now they'll have a little tracker on your wrist that will, read your heartbeat. Now, I cover a lot of this on Off Limits News, offlimits.news, and Off Limits News on YouTube. And I start that show off with a little intro. And one of the things it says is, It's a joke. It's like, what will happen in the future if all this continues to happen? And it's like, the following information has not been approved by the Trust and Safety Council. You will be reported for having watched this. Another thing I put in there is your heartbeat and facial expression are being monitored as you watch this information and may be considered when determining your social credit score. This is where we're headed, okay? Google, Facebook, Apple, YouTube, all these things, they are going to have the technology to monitor your heartbeat and your facial expression, and they will most likely include that when determining whether or not you are a trustworthy citizen, right? Oh, he watched this video and he got joy from this video he was watching. He must be evil. So this is all coming down the line. This is all happening. Also, in November of 2019, you had that attack against 9 U.S. citizens killed in Mexico. And this was another one. I could spend a week of shows talking about what happened in 2019 in Mexico. Okay? Absolute chaos, absolute domination by the cartels, completely overpowering the Mexican government, and running roughshod mass killings, Satanism, piles of skulls being set up as an altar where people are sacrificed, women assassins bathing in blood and putting it on social media. All of this stuff has been happening in Mexico in 2019 and has hardly gotten any attention except when something like this happens, where a Mormon family from Utah is slaughtered, women and children slaughtered by the dozen in Mexico. So Trump says, hey, maybe we'll send the U.S. Army into Mexico to wage war on the cartels. Well, there were over 30,000 murders in Mexico last year. So that's many, many times more than were in Syria. So maybe we can get out of the Middle East and start patrolling on our own borders, start controlling our own neighbors in their inability to do anything at all. And I'll remind you, and I'll get to it later because I have the story pulled up somewhere, the AMLO, they call him AMLO, the president of Mexico, his strategy of dealing with the cartels is literally, quote, hugs, not bullets. Okay, all right. How's the cartel feel about that? The cartel's like, we're going to go ahead and keep using bullets, thanks. And they're winning. Big surprise. Now, in November, on the 4th, was a big election, and this caused the Democrats to gain control of Virginia for the first time in more than two decades, instantly implementing the most draconian gun control and free speech laws, anti-free speech laws, that is. And off this very small majority that they were able to squeak out there in the elections, which they, along with New York Times, anybody else studying the situation, recognize was a direct result of a targeted, planned, and well-implemented migration, right? Demographic replacement. They move out the traditionally conservative Republican white people. They bring in people from other countries that will vote for them. And in so doing, they flip a state and then immediately use that power of the state to dominate and try to further destroy the rights, lifestyles, and life itself of the remaining, original native Virginians. You heard in the last month that the government said it might have to release the Fukushima water into the ocean. Well, in November, they say it's safe to do so. They say, yep, we're going to do that. Release it. Just go ahead and poison all the ocean. Thanks, Japan. Thank you. Israel strikes Iranian target in Syria after rocket attack. So again, just more chaos, more insanity. Why we need to be involved in that is interesting. Google bars election ads. That's continuing that tradition from Twitter that we saw last month, saying, no ads. You know, we're just going to go ahead and just support all of the liberal talking points and push them up and call anybody that's conservative a conspiracy theorist and block them. And we'll go ahead and just give the keys of the kingdom over to the ADL. But we're not going to do political ads. We're not going to do. We don't want to get involved, right? We don't want to influence it unduly. So we're just not going to have political ads. You know, one of the only ways that we can actually that conservatives can actually circumvent the censorship is by paying to have our message put out there, right? Like, it can't get out there with these algorithms shutting us down and preventing us from saying anything or having any of our point of views actually spread naturally like wildfire as they would without the circumvention or the censorship being put on us. So there's this neat little trick where we can just pay to advertise this stuff. So that's what they're taking away. That's what they're taking away from us, right? And yeah, it probably has a little bit to do with the fact that in October or November of 2019, the DNC had to go $10 million in debt because they're absolutely broke, while the Republicans have upwards of $1 billion in the tank ready to unleash on those targeted ads. So now Google, who has like 90% of the ad space on the internet, says, nah, we're not going to let anybody advertise because that would give the conservatives an unfair advantage. We're just going to continue to work behind the scenes in the most absurd ways to destroy the conservative movement outright.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee, everybody loves. Highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand selected. It's beyond organic. Wildcrafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so you don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, here we are in the year 2020. And old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, Supermel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
I'm never going to get through November in time, but I'm just going to try. Oh my God. Okay, all right. Picking up on what we were talking about last time, Mexico's López Obrador doubles down on his hugs not bullets policy amid mounting criticism. It's like, hey dude, your government is collapsing. The cartels are running rampant and killing everyone, and literally you have to surrender to them when they want to get a prisoner back. They kill you and then they do that. And he's like, well, we're just going to keep trying to hug them. Great. Great. That's going to be great. Also, in the beginning of November, you had that London Bridge attacker who was attacking a terrorist. He had a fake bomb vest on. He killed multiple people. He was actually previously convicted on a terrorism charge and had been released early as part of a program, which ironically, one of the people he killed was a big advocate for. So, okay. Hong Kong protests continue. This was a particularly awesome weekend, November 13th, when Hong Kong protesters are flying fire flaming bows and arrows and javelins at cops as China threatens to send in troops.
This was also about the time where the Groyper uprising kicked into high gear, with Charlie Kirk trying to appease nationalists at the University of Florida but failing to satisfy immigration demands. And if you aren't aware, you need to look this up. The Groyper uprising, this is when people went to Charlie Kirk's culture war event and asked these very provocative, dangerous questions like, "Hi, why do we give Israel so much money?" And he's like, "Shut up, shut up, anti-Semite, you're not allowed to say that here." And it's like, oh, okay, well, great. Facebook, by the way, deletes conservative page, conservative outlets pages, eliminating 3.4 million followers. So just continuing, yearly, daily, in 2019, it was just a massacre, a holocaust, if you will, of conservatives online. Now, in the, British Isles, they have the NHS, National Health Service, which they're very proud of. Ironically, because here you see hospital waiting times at worst ever level there in NHS. What they probably need is more Muslims. That probably just importing millions of more people will help with the NHS, if I had to guess. Very important story. November 15th, 2019, jury finds Roger Stone guilty of lying to Congress. So, you know, it's just like if you work for the Trump campaign, if you work for a campaign that's outside the system, prepare to go to jail for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. They can get away with anything. They can get away with absolutely anything. James Comey's like, "Yeah, I leaked confidential information to the NYT, to the New York Times. Yeah, I did that. Do something about it." And the establishment's like, "No, no, you're fine. Forget that. You're okay." Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, all these people that worked for Donald Trump's campaign, they get the full weight and force of every investigative body, every court just dominating them, destroying them, going at them with everything they have. Hillary Clinton, oopsie daisy, she didn't mean to, so leave her alone. This is justice today. It's not justice. We have no reason to be loyal to the system under which we live. Charlottesville City Council voters voted to tear down the statue of who? Lewis Clark and Sacagawea. Meriwether Lewis. What's his name, Clark? I'm blanking on this. I need to move quickly though. They're not allowed, you know, they actually came in and said you're not allowed to just tear down Civil War statues. And so the Charlottesville City Council was like, "All right, well, what other white people do we have to tear down? Lewis and Clark? Really? And Sacagawea, like a hero of Native Americans that helped, manifest destiny complete, just heroic? No, tear them down. Tear Sacagawea down to fight white supremacy. Crazy, right?" Yeah. Witchcraft and black magic contribute to an increase in child abuse. Almost 40 cases a week are linked to witchcraft and child abuse in the UK. So, you know, just another benefit of the destruction of Christianity. Now, here's a fantastic headline. The surprising, quote, eco-sin that's four times worse than flying. Eco-sin. This is a phrase that is being used unironically. Eco-sin. Yes, folks, it is a religion. No, it does not have God at the center of it. GLAAD says Chick-fil-A donation shift not enough. Now, Chick-fil-A has been under fire for a long time for donating to the, yes, Salvation Army, because it's Christian and therefore anti-gay, I guess. And so the people who support Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A customers, have always loved this, have been like, "Don't bow down. We love Chick-fil-A because of this partly." And then Chick-fil-A says, "Nah, you know, we're going to stop doing that because of all the pressure from the gay people. We got to stop doing it to them. We'll kowtow to the gay people." And the gay people are like, "Not enough. It's not enough. You can't just not donate to a Christian thing. You actually have to donate to us now. You have to not just allow this to happen. Tolerance is not enough. Tolerance is a lie. There is no tolerance. They don't care about tolerance. They want submission. That's all they care about." Case in point, New Hampshire town removes Christmas from its Christmas ceremony after two people complain. Two people complain about being offended. I'm going to, you know, let's take a wild guess and wonder what happened if two people complain about a Hanukkah celebration. What's going to happen if two people complain about the Pride Parade? They're going to be spat in their face. They're going to be called a bigot. They're going to be shut down. "Oh, but you protest against Christianity? Oh, we're so sorry. Please, let us just stop being Christian. How about we just get rid of Santa? Let's burn Jesus in effigy. Please just don't be offended," right? Stop, people. Stop it. Stop giving up. Stop giving in. Tell them to shove it. Sorry, excuse me. Abolishing whiteness has never been more urgent, according to Al Jazeera. So, okay, yeah, great. I don't even want to talk about that. District 211 grants transgender students unrestricted locker room access. So this was an interesting one, because there was a video of a young girl who has to shower, is forced to shower in order to graduate high school. You have to take a gym class. Part of being in gym class means you have to change, you have to shower, you have to get naked in a locker room. in order to graduate. This is necessary. Now she's being told, boys, obvious boys. And in this picture, it's just an obvious, fat, ugly little boy who is just so happy that he is now allowed to go into the locker room. This girl is literally fighting back tears as she's saying, I am not safe anymore. And then this person, Rational Disconnect on Twitter, says, yeah, well, suck it up. She's probably a racist also. They're laughing at her. They're laughing at you. They're mocking the trauma that they're putting these women through. Oh, by the way, did I mention that, that 16-count felony charge that a grand jury put on, Jussie Smollett was just tossed to the side by a random liberal judge? Yeah, that happened a couple months ago. And now, in November of 2019, actor Jussie Smollett files a counterclaim against Chicago alleging malicious prosecution. That is the level of privilege that these people enjoy. 2020, folks. Can we stop this in 2020? Please. By God, can we stop this? Also in November of 2019, Prince Andrew stepped down from his royal duties after being basically outed as a giant pedophile with Jeffrey Epstein. Pompeo has come out and said that U.S. no longer considers Israeli settlements illegal. So that's good news, right? Just go ahead and keep colonizing anywhere you want, Israel. We got your back, apparently. A renowned Columbia University professor was forced to resign because he didn't want to cast a transgender Juliet. Now, this is the religion of the self, the religion of Satanism that we are being indoctrinated into and forced into is far more draconian than any blasphemy laws, right? Even in the most totalitarian Christian societies that have existed in the past, the Puritans or any of these things, you could still question things. You could still say, I don't, you know, want to participate in this particular aspect of this religion. And you'd be okay. You'd be all right. Now you're burned to the stake. You're burned to the stake for daring to not just not go along with it, but if you don't, like not just allowing it, right? Not just being tolerant of it. That's not enough anymore. You have to participate or you will lose your job. You have to participate or you will be subject to hate crime laws. You have to participate and be a part of this disgusting anti-human religion. Or else, you're a dead man. You're burned at the stake. You're a heretic. You're a witch. You must be burned. We'll finish up.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3, I'm taking the Brain Force Plus. When I work out, when I have to work really late, I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet.
in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, there goes Christmas 2019, and we're plunging into 2020 as we speak. And as 2019 collapses into dust and the baby of 2020 is born, now is the time to realize how critical this year is for all of our futures. And listen, keep taking action, keep spreading the word, that's vital. But making yourself healthy, making yourself more focused and centered is critical to all of this. And that's why the products at InfoWars Life are so special. So Christmas is gone. Christmas is over, basically. But you can give yourself the gift of Christmas year-round at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take our Krill Oil, if you take our Turbo Force and Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, X2, X3, you name it, when you take these products like BioTree Selenium, they're life-changing, and they fund the InfoWar. So take action today for yourself and your family and get the great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for those commercial breaks. I need a minute or two to calm down and breathe and not go insane. So then by the end of this segment, I can be back revved up and saying things I maybe shouldn't. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The David Knight Show. I'm going to finish up with some very important stories from November of 2019 as we wind down our coverage of the year 2019. Run up to this year. All right. Nanny state. British school bans children from playing tag. No, no, child, you can't play tag. That's far too violent. That's far too violent. Stop playing tag and go to your masturbation classes right away. All right? Right? These are the priorities. No playing tag, but we will be teaching you to masturbate. Childhood in 2019. Federal judge strikes down rule allowing clinicians to object to abortions for moral or religious reasons. And remember when I said in last segment that you can't just be tolerant of it? You can't just say, hey, I'm not for abortion, but you know, I get that it has to happen so they can do it. No, no, no. Kill the baby. Kill the baby, doctor. You can't be a doc. You can't be a clinician and not kill the baby. Kill the baby. You have to. You have to participate. Kill the baby. This is just a great headline because of how, what is the word? Stupid it is, biased it is. Tap water at Trump National Golf Course is contaminated with toxic, quote, forever chemicals. These are the PFAs that people like Natural News and InfoWars, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, we've been warning you about forever. Well, they apparently are all over the state of New Jersey. But what is the headline? Tap water at Trump National Golf Course. And they say in this article, actually, it's in all of New Jersey. All of New Jersey is poisoned by this, by these PFAs. But the only thing they tell you about is Trump. They want to blame it on Trump. These people are evil. They hate you. They want you to die, and they want to destroy anybody that will do anything to try to help you. Evidence there. Once again, I have my point proven over and over and over. In November 2019, students suspended from Canadian high school for arguing against wearing the rainbow poppy. Okay, so the poppy is a symbol for people that died, veterans that died in the First World War. And it's worn on their Memorial Day to remember the soldiers there. Now, if you said, I hate Canada, I hate white people, I will not wear the poppy because that's a symbol of imperialism, you'd be celebrated. Yay, you're a good little progressive. But instead, what the homosexuals have done, what the, you know, gay lobby has done, is to co-opt this for themselves. And they've said, no, no, the poppy's not good enough. It has to be a rainbow poppy. You're not allowed to celebrate the veterans of the First World War. It has to be a gay thing. You have to celebrate the gay veterans of the First World War. And this person is a Muslim, I believe, who said, look, I'm not going to wear a rainbow poppy. That doesn't make any sense. And I think it's really quite offensive that you're, you know, tacking on, that you're forcing, you're overlaying homosexuality on top of remembering World War One veterans. That's obscene, to be honest with you. And they say, you're suspended. You're not allowed to not participate. You must let us turn every, societal organization. You must allow us to turn every celebration of the West into worshiping and subjugating yourself to this bizarre homosexual, earth worshiping religion that we've decided is now paramount. In addition, I mean, my God, just over and over. The UK NHS, again, the universal healthcare provider for the people of the UK, in November of 2019, instituted the Red Flag to Racism Law, where they will now deny you service if they think that you're racist or sexist. Okay? So how about we say no to all of this? How about we say no to the nationalized healthcare? How about we just say no to all of this? Because literally it's like, and they even say they're like facial expressions. If you're, you know, some doctor comes in that the NHS, in order to save money, is paying pennies because he got educated in some podunk backwater Indian university, he can hardly speak English, and you're like, oh my God, really, this is who's my doctor? They're like, oh, good news, you're not even allowed to be treated anymore. Get out of the hospital, racist. Yeah, this is the world. This is the world that we live in. Also in November, you had that revelation from Project Veritas that ABC killed the news story about Jeffrey Epstein because to them, getting an interview with The Palace, listening to The Palace, right? Oh, well, I don't know if it was The Palace that told us we can't do it. But yeah, you got to get that sweet Will and Kate interview. So go ahead and let the girls be raped, right? Just let the rape continue. You got to listen to The Palace. WikiLeaks also came out in November of 2019, revealing that the OPCW falsified reports in order to blame the Syrian government. Wow, oh my gosh, I'm so shocked that there would be lies and disinformation in order to get us into war in the Middle East. This is rattling my whole worldview. Inferiority complex, this story from November. 8 out of 10 millennials believe they aren't good enough. Now, is this a sign of decreasing mental wellness and loneliness and, you know, all of these sorts of things? Of course it is. It's a symbol, evidence of the collapse of our society. But you're not good enough, millennials. You're really not. So 8 out of 10 of you have a pretty firm grasp on whether or not you're good enough, I have to say. You're not. I am. I'm one of the 9 and 10. I'm one of the 20%. I am good enough. You're not. Yeah, I'm judgmental like that. Deal with it. Apple will spend, these are two amazing headlines. Apple will spend $2.5 billion to help solve California's housing crisis. Google pledges to invest $1 billion to ease Bay Area housing crisis. So these are the richest companies in the world who employ thousands of people in California. They could just pay their workers more so then they could own their own homes. But no, instead they're just going to literally fund pods for homeless people to live in. They're just paving the way for just this dystopian hell in which Google and Apple and the executives and the chosen elite people there are living in these little bubbles of perfect privilege, and outside, funded by these same people, are just these little pod people. These little homeless, drug-addicted, disease-riddled underclass of permanent... Yeah, it's Futurama. It's straight up the mutants living underneath New York. And you know what? I forgot to talk about this previously in the year, but it's a very important topic of discussion that happened in May of 2019, Colorado gave up their right to vote. That is what is the reality behind this headline. Colorado enters popular vote compact as other states consider joining. So essentially what they're saying is don't listen to us, don't care about us. I mean, you know how few people are in Colorado? What a little dent it makes in the overall popular vote when you have places like Los Angeles and New York going fully Democrat. So basically the people in Colorado, if you're listening to this and you live in Colorado, you no longer have a vote for president. Do you understand this? Do you understand the severity of the situation that we are in? You no longer have a say. You are now the subject to the people in New York and LA. They get to decide what your presidential vote is. I hope you understand how serious this situation is. You don't, take 2020 off, Colorado. You have no say. You have no say. So good luck. All right. In the last minute here, we're going to move on to December and then finish it out in next segment, finishing out our year in review. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you have benefited from my self-inflicted psychopathy, from my self-inflicted just insanity I'm subjecting myself to by paying attention to what is going on in the world. The London Bridges victim's father shares criticism, calling Johnson beyond disgusting for using his son's death as political gain. So this is really evidence of the fact that in 2020, we need to stop trying to argue with these people. We will not win. You cannot convince these people. Like if someone was like, hey, I love that guy. That guy's great. I really like that guy. And I'm like, oh, that guy killed your son. And that person's like, yeah, but I still like him. I still really like this guy. It's like, if you can kill somebody's son and they don't change their mind, you think arguing is going to help? You think you're going to make a particularly poignant observation and they're going to be like, oh, well, I hadn't thought about that. I guess maybe we shouldn't allow endless hordes of violent Muslims into our country. No. You can kill their son and they don't change their mind. They call you disgusting for pointing out here is a political, here's a governmental policy that we can implement that could have saved your son's life. And that guy says, I don't care. I'm glad my son is dead because we have Muslims now. So don't argue. Don't argue with these people. Dominate them. Destroy them politically, peacefully, and legally, folks. Final segment on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts, you can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots that have kept InfoWars on the air, thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, Super Mel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, ladies and gentlemen. We have arrived at the final segment of The David Knight Show for this, the 2nd of January 2019. And thus, we begin to wrap up our 2019 Year in Review special two-day extravaganza here at The David Knight Show. David will be back tomorrow. I'm Harrison Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at Off Limits News. The website is offlimits.news and the YouTube channel as well. Once I stop filling in for David starting tomorrow, I will be returning to the Off Limits daily noontime broadcast. So without any further ado, let's get right back into the insanity. December 2nd, 2019, London Bridge's victim's father condemns beyond disgusting Boris Johnson for using his son's death for political gain. I covered that last time. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, potential President Bloomberg, who's running for president, he claims the U.S. needs immigrants to improve our culture. You know who doesn't say that? Americans. Yeah, would anybody else say that? Like, could you go to any other country and go, you know what this place needs? People that aren't you. You know? Like, you know what this culture needs? My culture. A different culture. Not this culture. That's called imperialism. That's called colonialism. These people are sick and need to be defeated. Including people like Elizabeth Warren. She says, happy Small Business Saturday. I've got a plan to use $7 billion in funding grants to help entrepreneurs. Isn't that great? Isn't it great that Democrats finally recognize the value of owning small businesses? Business ownership, capitalism, it's what rises people to the middle class. Oh, wait, I didn't finish the quote. Help entrepreneurs of color. Oh, sorry. So not white people. So they only recognize the value of small business, the value of self-employment, the value of capitalism and pulling yourself up by the bootstraps when it can be an excuse to take money from white people and give it to black people. I think the Democrats' slogan should just be, you don't need more money. Black people do. That should be their, so that's their entire platform. It's just like, we will take money from white people and pour it into anti-white establishment programs. Like, that's all they want to do, and they're pretty open about it. Now, Sadiq Khan, he's got a firm grasp on the situation. Mayor of London knows exactly what's going on. He says the terrorists hate us for our diversity. I'm not even going to address that. The EU on the 2nd of December criticized Poland officially. They condemned Poland for passing the, quote, stop pedophilia bill. So Poland passed a bill that said basically if you are in charge of children, if you work with children, if you teach children, you're not allowed to encourage sexual activity with those children. Seems pretty standard, right? Well, the EU went out of their way, held a big vote and overwhelmingly condemned that. They said, no, you have to pervert children. You have to destroy their innocence. We're the EU. We're the New World Order. We're the world government. We must pervert you. We must destroy you. We must defeat innocence. Arrest by algorithm. China uses artificial intelligence to flag entire groups of people for arrest, report says, because they're an evil totalitarian communistic hellhole. But that's coming here. That's coming here. That will be used here. Don't worry about that. But in a weird reversal, in a truly bizarre and confusing reversal, the FBI came out on the 1st of December and warned you about your smart TV and said, hey, maybe you should put a piece of tape over your smart TV camera. Yeah, the FBI is telling you that. That's the situation that we're in. Now, this is another just absolutely baffling headline out of the New York Times. Beacon High School is half white. That's why students walked out.
Okay, what? What are they protesting? They want less? They want more? We don't know. We just know that the school's half white, and so the not white half walked out of school. You did it. You solved the problem, whatever the problem is. Well done. Yet another march that achieves nothing except for alerting everybody else how insane you are. Well done. Now, this is another great headline on December 4th. Hundreds of thousands are losing access to food stamps, which is, it sounds terrible, right? What they, the part they don't include, and I'll just go ahead and insert it into this headline. Hundreds of thousands of fit, able to work, single people without children are going to be cut from food stamps. Yes, yes, it is a slight and ever so a minute push back towards sanity. Thanks, Trump. Larry Page is the other CEO of Alphabet or Google. Of course, earlier in the year, Eric Schmidt left in order to focus on turning humans into robots with the government. Great. Now Larry Page has stepped down as CEO of Alphabet. Sundar Pichai, Sundar the Deceiver will now be taking over both of those roles of Larry Page and Eric Schmidt. He will now be on top totally. But what is he going to do? What is old Larry Page focused on now? He's really focused on the flu. He's going to eliminate the flu. So, okay, the two leaders of Google have quit to start an AI company or an AI division of the government. And then he comes out and says biology is the next frontier to conquer with technology. That's the one guy. And the other guy says, yeah, I'm quitting Google to focus on injecting you with stuff. I'm focusing on vaccines. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful, fantastic. Isn't it wonderful? Ayanna Pressley pushes a $2.5 billion bill to abolish discipline in public schools because many blacks are expelled or suspended. And again, this is the mind warp. This is the insanity. You see a statistic that says, hey, black people are getting kicked out of school at a very high rate. There's one of two conclusions you can come to when you read that statistic. The insane people come to this conclusion. It's racist. We have to actually stop punishing people. Quick reminder, it's this type of policy that led to Parkland, right? They wanted to, and again, I talked about it earlier in the show today. If you want to prevent there from being a lot of criminals prosecuted, you can just stop prosecuting criminals and then celebrate the reduction in crime, right? Because you don't live in reality. You live in a fiat reality of insane people that all encourage each other. On the 9th of December, Owen Schroyer, InfoWars host, stood up and spoke for the majority of Americans when he called out Nadler for putting on the ridiculous impeachment charade. By the way, I love this picture. You can see just under Owen Schroyer's left hand, you see an ear. That is Drew, the InfoWars cameraman. He's hidden. He has an ability to remain completely invisible that astonishes me. You can watch every video of this event. You can see every picture from this event. You don't see Drew. It's like he's not there, and yet he filmed the whole thing. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out, maybe to embarrass him a little bit. Greta Thunberg was named the Time Person of the Year in December 2019. Now, I haven't talked much about Greta Thunberg this entire recap because I'm talking about things that matter and that are actually happening. So I'll just keep ignoring her for the remainder. Thousands die each year waiting for hospital beds in the UK's government-run healthcare system, doctors' study finds. So take that for what it, for, you know, whatever. Illinois is just going absolutely insane this year, along with Virginia, along with Colorado, along with all these places. But here are some new laws that are being passed in Illinois starting on yesterday, January 1st. Food stamps in restaurants, gender neutral bathrooms, and 250 more. So Illinois, you know, just like indoctrinate your kids, take the guns, just destroy yourselves for progressivism. Now, good news in December is that Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party absolutely dominated the UK elections and pretty much ensures Brexit after a long rigmarole. Yet another thing that happened every week. There was a new update about Brexit and arguing and debating and blah, blah, blah. Constant, endless nonsense out from Brexit. And finally, it culminated in the absolute landslide, sweeping victory of the of the conservatives there and the utter destruction of the communistic Corbynite Liberal Party. On the 12th of December, it was revealed that an elementary school invited a convicted felon drag queen to talk to children. Just one of many this year, many perverts, pedophiles, convicted, this person I believe was a convicted whore, a convicted prostitute, going to teach children to dress up like women. It's just, how did we get here and how do we get home? Good question. Ring camera hacker spies on an 8-year-old girl, tells her he's Santa Claus. It also happened where a man hacked a Ring camera in a woman's home and made explicit comments. The most interesting thing here is that if they had not said anything, it would never have been realized that they were spying on the bedrooms of 8-year-old girls and women. So thank you for revealing yourself to us, hackers. And God knows how many Ring cameras have been hacked into and the people have not chosen to reveal themselves. Probably thousands. It's a disgusting perversion of privacy and should really be punished. Amazon should be destroyed. Like Sauron. Like Sauron, Lord of the Rings. They should be destroyed. Okay, that's great. Virginia trying to stop people from having guns and preventing them from organizing or fighting back, claiming they'll bring on the National Guard. A quarter of youngsters treated at transgender clinics in the UK are actually just autistic. That was revealed in December. What else do we have? The Sackler family withdrawing $10 billion from Purdue Pharmacy. Seattle public official was suspended for hiring a transgender stripper for a homeless conference. Michelle Wolf gave a speech where she said aborting her baby made her feel like God. And then finally in December, yes, it happened. Donald Trump was impeached in a historic vote of nothing but Democrats. So yes, the Democrats alone impeached Donald Trump to close out 2019. That's going to do it for us. That was the 2019 wrap-up. We return to your daily, regular scheduled program tomorrow with David Knight returning. Find me on Twitter and everywhere else at Off Limits News. I'll be returning to my daily noontime broadcast then. Alex Jones Show begins now. 2020, folks, let's reverse this trend, shall we?